the mighty God unveiled before us. This message by Brother William Marianne Branham was delivered on Monday evening, June 29, 1964. For the Full Gospel Businessmen's Fellowship International Convention at the Bellevue Stratford Hotel in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, USA. 全能神揭示在我们面前。威廉·玛丽安·伯南汉弟兄的这篇信息是1964年6月29日星期一晚上在美国宾夕法尼亚州费城的贝尔维垂福酒店为国际全福音商人会大聚会所传讲的。
I have a few scriptures written down that I would like to speak to you from, and I trust that God will bless our feeble efforts.
我写下了几节经文，是我想用来向你们传讲的。我相信神必会祝福我们的微薄的努力。
Now, many people has wondered why we are so odd and so noisy. You know, this is kind of a different a type of a convention than what people are used to seeing. And usually everything is kind of a cut and dried form.
许多人奇怪为什么我们如此古怪和喧闹。你知道这跟人们向来所看到的大聚会有点不一样。通常的大聚会都有一定的形式。
But when we come to these conventions, which has been my privilege now for several years since we first started, we don't hardly know what we're going to do.
自从这些大聚会在几年前开始举行以来，我都有幸来参加。但当我们来到这些聚会中，我们都不太知道该做些什么。
We just come and surrender ourselves. That's the only thing that we know to do. And God does the rest of it. So that makes us a very peculiar acting people.
我们只是来把自己献上，那是我们唯一一件知道去做的事。神做其余的一切。于是，这使我们成了举止非常独特的人。
The other day, someone said, you know, you people are...really an oddball. And I said, well, I suppose we are.
有一天有人对我说，你知道吗，你们这些人真是怪人。我说，我想我们算是吧。
And I remember one of the conventions, Brother Troy was telling me one time of a little German that said he received the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
我记得有一次大聚会，特洛伊弟兄告诉我说，有一次一个德国人说他领受了圣灵的洗。
And the next day in the shop where he was working, he would raise his hands and praise the Lord and speak in tongues and just carry on awful.
第二天，在他所工作的店铺里，他会举起手来赞美主，并且说方言，乐此不疲，真是糟透了。
Finally, the boss came by and said,Heine, what's the matter with you? He said, oh, I got saved. He said, my heart's just overflowing with joy.
最后老板走了过来说，海尼，你到底怎么了？他说，哦，我得救了，我心里的喜乐真是满意了。
He said, well, you must have been down with that bunch of nuts down there. He said, yes, glory to God. So thank the Lord for the nuts.
老板说，哦，你一定是去过那些怪人那里。他说，是的，荣耀归给神，我为那些怪人感谢主。
He said, you take the automobile, come down the road, said you take all the nuts out of it, you haven't got nothing but a bunch of yunk, and that's just about right, you know.
他说，你拿路上过来的汽车为例，你若把那里边的螺丝帽去掉，你所剩下的就是一堆铁了。那正是那么一回事，你知道。
One day in California, I was going down the streets of Los Angeles, and I seen a man had a sign on his breast, and here.
一天在加利福尼亚，我走在洛杉矶市的街上，看见一个人胸前及背后挂着一个牌子。
He said, I am a fool for Christ. And everybody was looking at him, and I noticed him turning around and looking after he passed by.
上面写的，我为基督成了一个愚妄人。过往的人都看着他。我注意到，当那人走过去后，人们都转过身来看他的背后。
And I thought I would follow with the rest of them, and on his back he said, whose fool are you? I suppose we're all kind of odd one to the other, you know.
我也跟别人一样，转个身去看看是怎么回事。在他的背上写着，你又是谁的愚妄人呢？是啊，我猜想我们对其他人来说是有点古怪，你知道。
But, you know, the world gets in such a rut. Something different makes it so odd to the people does think it's something's wrong. And usually God has to do something so unusual to get the people back to the Bible again.
但你知道，世人陷入了这样的一种常规之中。以至于当某样东西有所不同时，就会被认为是很奇怪的，就会导致人们认为有什么地方不对劲。而神通常都必须做一些非常寻常的事，才能把人们再带回到圣经上。
I can imagine that Noah was kind of a nut to that scientific age that he lived in, because they could prove there was no water in the skies.
我能想象挪亚对于他所生活的那个科学时代来说是个怪人，因为他们可以证明空中没有水分的存在。
But God said there would be some there, so Noah preaching and believing that he became a nut.
但神说那里将会有水，所以当挪亚传讲并相信那个信息时，他就成了一个怪人。
And I'd imagine. And when Moses went down in Egypt, he was kind of a nut to Pharaoh, but remember, Pharaoh was a nut to him too. So, we realize that.
我能想象，当摩西下到埃及时，对法老来说，摩西也是个怪人。但是记住，法老对摩西来说也是个怪人啊。所以我们都了解这一点。
Even Jesus was considered a heretic. That's right.Martin Luther was a nut to the Catholic Church, and John Wesley was a nut to the Anglican.
甚至连耶稣也被当作是异端，没错。对天主教会来说，马丁路德是个怪人；对英国国教来说，约翰卫斯理是个怪人。
So, you know, it's about time for another nut, don't you think so?
你知道。现在差不多就是另一个怪人出现的时代了，你们认为不是吗？
But before there be a nut, you know, there has to be a bolt first, the thread to it.
但在有一个螺丝帽之前，你知道必须先有一个螺丝，能跟螺丝帽对上扣。
So, you know, Noah being a nut, he takes the nut, it pulls a bolt, pulls something together and holds something together.
因此你知道挪亚是个螺丝帽，要用螺丝帽才能把螺丝拧紧，把东西拉到一起，固定在一起。
So Noah was able to pull all that would believe into the ark out of the judgments by being a nut.
所以挪亚通过作为一个螺丝帽，能够把所有相信的人从审判中带出来，拉进方舟里。
We find out that Moses.Pull the church out of Egypt by being a nut. That's right.
我们发现，摩西通过作为一个螺丝帽，把教会从埃及拉出来了。是的。
I think we need a nut now to pull the bride out of the church. We need something now.
我想我们现在需要一个螺丝帽，把心腹从教会中拉出来。我们现在需要某样东西，另一个螺丝帽。
So we are very odd sort of people and.I thought tonight, if the Lord was willing, I would try to read some scriptures pertaining to this and would speak to you just a few moments and try to show you why we are such an odd people.
所以我们是非常古怪的那种人。今晚我想，若是主愿意，我要读一些与此相关的经文，向你们讲一会儿，要告诉你们为什么我们是如此古怪的人。
Let us turn in the scriptures now to Philippians, the second chapter. 1 and 8, 2 Corinthians 3, 6. And let us read as we believe God's word.
现在让我们翻开圣经，翻到腓立比书第二章第一到八节和哥林多后书三章六节，让我们来读，因为我们相信神的道。
And now, just before we read, let us bow our heads for prayer.
在我们读经之前，让我们低头祷告。
Gracious Heavenly Father, we are indeed a privileged people tonight to be living in this age and see the things that we see going on and to know that the time is close at hand when Jesus will come for his church. All that thrills our hearts, Lord.
慈爱的天父，今晚我们实在是群荣幸的人，能生活在这个时代，看到这些正在发生的事，并且知道时间临近了，就是耶稣回来接他教会的时间临近了。啊，主啊，那真令我们的心激动。
And as we pull back the pages tonight, we pray that you'll give us a context out of this text.
今晚当我们翻开圣经时，我们祈求你从这些经文中赐给我们讲道的内容。
And may the Holy Spirit reveal to our hearts the things that would be good and pleasing to God, for we ask it in Jesus' name, Amen.
愿圣灵向我们的心启示那些美好的和蒙神喜悦的事，我们奉耶稣的名求，阿们。
You know, I believe I'll ask you to do something. I usually ask some strange things, and I hope I'm not asking anything too strange.
你们知道，我想要请你们做一件事。我总是要人做一些奇怪的事，但我希望我不是在要求任何太奇怪的事。
But when we pledge allegiance to the flag, we all stand, and the flag passes by, we stand, which we should, and we stand to salute. Let's just stand to our feet while we read the word, if you will.
当我们向国旗宣誓效忠的时候，我们都起立。当国旗经过时，我们起立，那是我们应该做的。我们都起立致敬。当我们读神的道时，让我们也起立吧，如果你们愿意的话。
2 Corinthians 3:6
哥林多后书从三章六节读起。
Who has made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit? For the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life.
他叫我们能承担这新约的职事，不是凭着字句，乃是凭着圣灵，因为那字句是叫人死，圣灵是叫人活。
But if the ministration of death written and engraved on stones is glorious, so that the children of Israel could not steadfastly behold the face of Moses for the gloryOf his countenance, which glory was to be done away.
那用字刻在石头上属死的执事尚且有荣光，甚至以色列人因摩西面上的荣光不能定睛看他的脸，这荣光原是渐渐褪去的。
How shall not the ministration of the Spirit be rather glorious?
何况那属灵的执事岂不更有荣光吗？
Or if the ministration of condemnation be glorious, such more does the ministration of righteousness exceed in glory.
若是定罪的执事有荣光，那称义的执事荣光就越发大了。
Or even that which was made glorious had no glory in this respect by reasons of the glory that excelleth far.If that which is done away was glorious, how or much more that which remaineth is glorious.
那从前有荣光的，因这极大的荣光，就算不得有荣光了。若那废掉的有荣光，这长存的就更有荣光了。
Seeing then that we have such a hope, we use great plainness of speech.And not as Moses, which put a veil over his face, that the children of Israel could not steadfastly look to the end of that which was abolished.
我们既有这样的盼望，就大胆讲说，不像摩西将帕子蒙在脸上，叫以色列人不能定睛看到那将废者的结局。
But their minds were blinded, for until this day remaineth the same veil untaken away in the reading of the Old Testament, which veil is done away in Christ.
但他们的心地刚硬，直到今日诵读旧约的时候，这帕子还没有揭去，这帕子在基督里已经废去了。
But even unto this day, when Moses is read, the veil is upon their heart.
然而直到今日，每逢诵读摩西书的时候，帕子还在他们心上。
Nevertheless, when it shall be turned to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
但他们的心几时归向主，帕子就几时除去了。主就是那灵，主的灵在哪里，那里就得以自由。
But we all, with open faces, behold, as in a glass, the glory of the Lord, the changing unto the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord.
我们众人既然敞着脸，得以看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形象，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。
And in Philippians 2, we read this, beginning with the first and reading to the eighth verse.
在腓立比书第二章，我们来读，从第一节开始，读到第八节。
If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels of mercy, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being in one accord and one mind.
所以在基督里若有什么劝勉，爱心有什么安慰，圣灵有什么交通，心中有什么慈悲怜悯，你们就要意念相同，爱心相同，有一样的心思，有一样的意念，使我的喜乐可以满足。
Let nothing be done through strife or vain glory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than themselves.
凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强。
Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on things of others.
个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。
Let this mind be in you, which also was in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God.
你们当以基督耶稣的心为心，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的。
But made of himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of man.
反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。
And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient to death, even the death of the cross.
既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Heavenly Father, this great word that has been read tonight from thy holy writ, make it so real to our hearts that we will go from here like those going from Emmaus, saying, did not our hearts burn within us as he talked to us along the road? For we asked it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. 天父， 今天晚上从你的圣书中所读的这伟大的道，求你让它在我们的心里变得如此真实，好叫我们离开这里时，也能像那些从以马忤斯来的门徒一样，说在路上，他和我们说话的时候，我们的心岂不是火热的吗？我们奉耶稣的名求，阿们。请坐。
Now, this is a very odd text, but I think it's very suiting for the occasion. I'm going to speak on the subject of the mighty God unveiled before us.
看，这是一个非常古怪的主题，但我认为它非常适合这个场合。我要讲这个题目，全能神揭示在我们的面前。
Now, since there has been man, there has been a hunger in man's heart to find out where he came from, and what's his reason of being here, and where he's going.
看，自从有人以来，在人心里就有一个饥渴，要找出他是从哪里来的，他在世上的原因是什么，以及他将要去哪里。
There's only one can answer that.That's the one who brought him here. And man has always wanted to see God.
只有一位能回答这个问题，就是那位把他带到这里来的神。人总想看见神。
Back in the Old Testament, we find out that God veiled himself from unbelievers. God has a very odd way of dealing with people.
在旧约中，我们发现神向不信者掩藏他自己。神有一个非常古怪的方式跟人打交道。
He hides himself from the unbeliever and reveals himself to the believer. God does it.
他向不信者隐藏起来，向信徒显现自己。神是那样做的。
Jesus thanked the Father that he had hid these things from the wise and prudent.And would reveal it to babes such as would learn.
耶稣感谢父，说：“因为你将这些事向聪明通达人就藏起来，向愿意学习的婴孩就显出来。”
So we find that God never changes in His nature, and He's always doing His work the same.
我们发现，神的本性从不改变，他做事的方式。总是一样的。
We find out in Malachi 3, he said, I am God and I change not. So he works in the same principle all the time.
我们从马拉基书第三章读到，神说，我是神，我不改变。所以他一直以同样的原则行事。
Now, we take one of the oldest books of the Bible.When Job, one of the most righteous men of his day, a perfect man in the laws of God, a servant, noble, honorable servant, even to God said, there's none like him in the earth.
现在我们来看圣经里最古老的书之一，约伯记。约伯是他那个时代其中一位最公义的人。照神的律法来看，他是一个完全人，一个仆人。一个高尚可敬的仆人，神甚至说，地上没有人像他。
But his desire one time to see God, he knew that there was a God, and he felt that he would like to see him.
甚至他曾经都渴望能见到神，他知道有一位神，他感到他想要见到神。
Otherwise, go to his house and knock on the door, and.Say, I'd like to speak with you. Sit down, talk with him like we would with each other.
或者换句话说，去到神的殿并敲门，说，我想要跟你谈话，坐下来与他交谈，就像我们彼此交谈一样。
We have an understanding. That's why we're in these conventions where we come together and express our thoughts and we understand one another better when we talk things over with each other.
我们能了解这种需要， 这就是为什么我们来参加这些大聚会的原因。我们在会中聚在一起表达自己的想法，当我们彼此交谈时，我们就能更好地了解对方。
Ministers do that. People of all walks of life do it. Talk things over.
传道人这么做，各行各业的人也都这么做，彼此交谈。
Job, God was so real to him, he wanted to find out if he couldn't go knock at his door and have an interview with him.
约伯，神对于他实在是太真实了，他想要看看他能不能去敲神的门，跟神会面。
But we find out that God did speak to him, but he was veiled. He was veiled in a form of a whirlwind.
但我们发现，神的确向约伯说话了，只不过神是掩藏着自己的，他将自己掩藏在旋风中。
And he told Job to gird up his loins. He was going to speak to him like a man.
神告诉约伯要束上腰，他会像一个人一样向约伯说话。
And he came down in a whirlwind and spoke to Job. And he was made known to Job through the whirlwind. Yet he did not exactly see him.
神在旋风中降临，向约伯说话。他借着旋风向约伯显明了自己，然而约伯并没有看见神的形体。
He could just hear the wind blowing and turning around in the trees, and the voice came out of the whirlwind, but God was veiled in the whirlwind.
他只能听见风在树中旋转、呼啸的声音，有个声音从旋风中出来，但神却掩藏在旋风之中。
We find down in Africa, South Africa, they use the word Amaya, which means an unseen force.
我们在南非时发现，他们用阿摩亚这个词，意思是看不见的力量。
And this unseen force in the whirlwind had an audible voice that spoke out to Job, yet he never seen his form, but he was veiled to him by the whirlwind.
这个在旋风中看不见的力量，有一个听得见的声音，他对约伯发声说话，然而约伯从未看见他的形体，神通过旋风向约伯掩藏自己。
We find one of the great prophets of the Bible, Moses of the Old Testament, one of God's chosen, selected, predestined servants. He also desired to see him.
我们发现旧约圣经中伟大的先知之一摩西，神所选择拣选预定的仆人之一，他也渴望见到神。
He'd been so close to him and seen so many things of his great mystic hand going before him and doing things that only God could do.
他一直与神非常亲密，曾看到过神的伟大神秘之手所行的如此众多的事，那神秘伟大之手行在他前面，并做那些只有神才能做到的事。
He desired to see him one day, and God told him, "Go stand on the rock."
他有一天渴望能见到神，神对他说，去站在磐石上。
And while standing on the rock, Moses seeing him pass, he saw the back of him, and he said, "It looked like a man, a man's back."
当摩西站在磐石上时，他看见神经过，他看见了神的背面，他说样子像一个人，一个人的背。
Yet he did not see God. He only seen the veil of God. The Bible said no man has seen God at any time, but the only begotten of the Father has declared him. So Moses saw him veiled as a man.
然而他还是没有看见神，他只看见了神的遮掩。圣经说，从来没有人看见神，只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。所以摩西看见神是遮掩着的，像一个人。
We find that Jehovah of the Old Testament was just Jesus of the New Testament.
我们发现旧约的耶和华 就是新约的耶稣。
And Dr. Schofield here, we find that his word changing from form, we find the word amorpha in Greek, which means the unseen was made visible.
在这本圣经里，我们发现斯可福博士解释说，神改变了形式。我们发现恩莫非在希腊文里的意思是看不见的成了可见的。
Something that cannot, we know it's there. It can be, cannot be seen, but yet we know that it's there.
有些东西是我们看不见的，但我们知道是在那里。它不能被看见，然而我们知道它在那里。
And when he changed his form, the amorpha, which means that he changed from supernatural to natural.
当神改变他的形式，就是恩莫非，意思就是他从超自然的变成自然的。
And he just changed his mask. And otherwise, it's like a drama. He was acting in the Greek when they would change their mask. Maybe one player might have acted in several different parts.
换句话说，神只是改变了他的面具。就像一场戏剧，神的演戏，在希腊的戏剧里，演员们会更换面具，一个演员可以演几个不同的角色。
And my daughter present here, they just had at the high school, a drama. And one boy that I know played about four parts.
我女儿就在会场中，他们中学刚刚演完了一场戏剧，有一个我认识的男孩一个人大概就演了四个角色。
But he would go behind the stage and change his mask in order to come out to impersonate another character.
他到后台更换面具，以便再出台时扮演另一个角色。
Now, if you will take the Old Testament prophecies concerning what the Messiah was to be,You can compare it with the life of Jesus, and you've got it exactly who Jesus was.
如果你拿旧约有关弥赛亚将会是怎样一个人的预言，来跟耶稣的一生比较，你就会准确地知道耶稣是谁。
He was not just an ordinary man. He was God, amorphous. He was changed from the supernatural into the natural form of a man, yet he was God manifested in the flesh, veiled by a human fleshly veil.
他不只是一个普通人，他就是神，恩莫非。他从超自然的形式变成自然的人的形式，然而他仍然是神，在肉身中彰显出来，掩藏在一个人里。一个肉身的遮掩里。
And you watch the Old Testament. I know that I'm speaking to a mixed-up audience tonight from different parts of the world.
你留意旧约，我知道今天晚上我在对一群从世界各地来的不同生活背景的听众讲话。
And we are here to find out what are we doing? Where are we getting to? What's happening? What does all this mean?
我们来这里是想要搞清楚我们是什么，我们在做什么，我们是什么，我们要去哪里，正在发生什么事，这一切事是什么意思。
And now we find in here that if you Jewish men and women and the rabbis and in the temple in the days gone by, if they'd watch the Bible, the prophecies,Instead of the traditions, they would have recognized who Jesus was.
我们在这里发现，当年的一些犹太男女和殿里的拉比们，如果他们留意的是圣经和预言，而不是传统，他们就会认出耶稣是谁。
They would have never called him Beelzebub. They would have never crucified him.But it all had to act out. That's part of the drama. And they were blinded on this case.
他们就绝不会称耶稣为别西卜，他们就绝不会把耶稣钉十字架，但这一切都必须演出来，那是戏剧的一部分。他们在这件事上被蒙蔽了。
It's like many of you men, women here tonight, maybe my age or a little older. You remember here in America years ago, before the Chinese.
就像今晚你们在这里的许多男女，有的可能像我一样的年纪，或者更大一些。你们应该还记得，多年以前，美国这里的中国人。
My brother just introduced here that come on my mind when I was talking to him, how that they used to, they couldn't speak English and they run the laundry.
他们刚才在这里介绍的一位弟兄，当我跟他交谈时，我就想起了这件事。他们从前，他们不会说英语，他们是开洗衣店的。
And you go to his laundry to get your laundry done.The Chinese laundryman would take a tag and would tear it in a certain way. You'd take one part of the tag, he'd take the other part.
你去他的洗衣店，要他把你的衣服洗好。洗衣店的中国人会拿出一张标签，以某种方式撕开。你拿标签的一半，他拿标签的另一半。
But when you come back to claim your belongings, those...Two pieces of paper had the dovetail.
当你回去认领属于你的衣物时，那两半标签必须吻合。
And if it didn't dovetail just exactly right, you couldn't impersonate it in any way, because he had one piece and you had the other.
如果他们不能完全吻合，你无法以任何方式冒领，因为他有一半，你有另一半。
And if it impersonated, then you had a right.To claim what was yours. And then you got what belonged to you when you possessed the other part of the contract.
如果发生了冒领的事，你就有权索赔你的衣物。当你持有合约的另一部分时，你就有权得到属于你的东西。
So is it tonight.When we got the other part of the contract, when God tore his son into its Calvary and taken the body up for a sacrifice and sent the spirit down to us that once lived in a man, Jesus.
今天晚上也是一样，当我们拥有合约的另一部分时，当神在哥哥他将他的儿子撕成两半时，他把那身体提上去当作祭物，把圣灵赐下来给我们，就是曾住在耶稣这个人里面的灵。
That same God is unveiled tonight in the form of the Holy Ghost. Those two pieces has to come together. Then you're part of the contract.
那同一位神今天晚上以圣灵的形式掩藏起来，那两半必须吻合，那么你就是那合约的一部分。
God did this to be better known to man when he made himself.
神使自己成为人，他这样做是要更好的被人认识。
I was reading a story some years ago, and in this story, it said a great noble king. I forget the name of him just now. I wasn't thinking about speaking of the story.
多年前我读了一个故事，这个故事说到一个伟大尊贵的国王，我现在忘记了他的名字。我没有想到会讲这个故事。
Perhaps fiction, but it leads us to a point that gives us a background on what we want to say.
它可能是虚构的，但它的引述能让我们对今晚要讲的主题有一点概念。
This king, he was such a noble king and such a great lover of his subjects. But one day before his guard and his royalty, he said, Today you see me for your last time for many years.
这位国王，他是位非常高尚的王，他深爱他的臣民。有一天，在他的卫兵和皇室成员面前，他说：“今天是你们最后一次和我见面，今后许多年，你们不会再见到我了。”
And his guard and his nobles said to him, good king, why do you say that? Are you going to a foreign country somewhere? You become an alien.
他的卫兵和贵族对他说，梁山的王啊，为什么你这么说呢？你要到国外去当一个侨民吗？
He said, no, I'm staying right here. He said, I'm going out amongst my subjects. I'm going to become a peasant.
他说，不，我就留在这里。我要去到我的臣民中间，我要成为一个农夫。
I'm going to cut wood with the wood chopper. I'm going to till the ground with the toiler. I am going to prune the vines with those who prune the vines.
我要同伐木工一起砍木头，我要同耕地的一起去耕地，我要同那些修剪葡萄树的人一起修剪葡萄树。
I'm going to be one of them.In order to get a better acquainted with what they are doing.
我要成为他们中的一员，以便更好地熟悉他们在做什么。
And I love them, and I want to be more acquainted with them personally. They won't know me, but yet I want to be acquainted with them in that way.
我爱他们，我想要个别地与他们更加熟识。他们不会认识我，但是我想要以那种方式来熟悉他们。
And the next morning when his delegates, all of his people seen him, or the ones who's in the palace, take off his crown and lay it down upon the seat, the throne, and take his robe off and put on peasant's clothes, walk out amongst the common people.
第二天上午，他的代表们所有他自己的人，就是在王宫里的那些人，看见他摘下王冠，放在宝座上，脱掉王袍，穿上农夫的衣服，走出去，到了普通百姓中间。
Now, in that little story, we find out then about God.
在这个小故事里，我们发现有关于神的事。
They said to the king, said, King, we want you, we love you, We want you to remain king.
人们对国王说，王啊，我们想要你，我们爱你，我们想要你继续做王。
But he wanted to become one of them to know them better, that they know him better, really what he was. It would display to them what he really was.
但国王想要成为百姓中的一员，以便更好地认识他们，让他们也更好地认识他，认识他真正的样子。这么做会向他们展示他真正的样子是什么。
And that's what God did. He changed himself from being Jehovah God to become one of us, that he might suffer, he might taste death, he might know what the sting of death was and take the penalty of death upon himself.
这真是神所做的。神改变自己，从耶和华神变成我们中的一员，使自己能受苦，能尝死味，能知道死的毒钩是什么，亲自担当死的刑罚。
He laid aside his crown and his robe and became one of us.
他把王冠和王袍放到一边，成为我们中的一员。
He washed feet with the lowly. He dwelt in the tents with the poor. He slept in the woods and in the streets with those who were underprivileged.
他与下等人一同洗脚，他与穷人同住帐篷，他与那些贫困人一同睡在树林里和街道上。
He became one of us, that he might understand us better, and that we might understand him better.
他成了我们中的一员，以便能更好地了解我们，让我们也有可能更好地了解他。
Now, I think in that we find out the changing himself, what he did.
我想，在这个故事里，我们发现神所做的是改变他自己的形式。
If you'll notice, he came in the name of three sons. He came in the name of the Son of Man. And in the Son of God, and the son of David.
如果你注意，他以三种儿子的名而来，他以人子、神的儿子和大卫之子的名而来。
He came as son of man. Now in Ezekiel 2:3, Jehovah himself called Ezekiel the prophet, the son of man. Son of man means a prophet.
他作为人子而来，在以西结书二章三节，耶和华亲自称先知以西结为人子。人子的意思就是先知。
He had to come that way to fulfill Deuteronomy 18:15, which Moses said, "The Lord your God shall raise up among you a prophet, likened unto me."
他必须以这种方式来，以便应验《申命记》十八章十五节，就是摩西所说的：“主你们的神必在你们中间兴起一位先知，像我。”
He never called himself the Son of God. He referred to himself.The Son of Man, because he had to come according to the Scripture.
他从未称自己是神的儿子，他称自己是人子，因为他必须照着经文而来。
See, he had to make those two pieces of torn paper, the Old Testament prophecy and his own character, to be exactly the same. So he come the Son of Man.Come in that form.
明白吗？他必须使那两半撕裂的纸，旧约的预言和他自己的角色完全吻合，所以他作为人子来，以那个形式来到。
Then we find after his death, burial, and resurrection, he came on the day of Pentecost as Son of God, God the Spirit in the form Holy Ghost.
接着我们发现，在他受死。埋葬复活之后，在五旬节那天，他以神儿子的身份来到，神、圣灵，以圣灵的形式。
What was he doing? He was changing himself, making himself known to his people in a different form.
他在做什么呢？他在变换自己，以一种不同的形式，让他的子民认识他自己。
Like the Holy Spirit, which is God, He came to deal through the church ages as Son of God, the Holy Spirit.
比如，圣灵，也就是神，他在整个教会时代，以神的儿子，也就是圣灵的形式行事。
But in the millennium, He comes as Son of David, to sit on the throne of David, King. He was to take.The throne of David is on the Father's throne now.
但在千禧年里，他要以大卫之子的身份来坐在大卫王的宝座上。他将要登上大卫的宝座。他现在坐在父的宝座上。
And then he said, "He that overcometh shall sit with me on my throne, as I've overcome and sat on my Father's throne."
到那时，他要说，得胜的必与我同坐宝座。就如我得了胜，坐在我父的宝座上一般。
So he in the millennium he'll be son of David. What is it? The same God, all the time just changing his mask.
所以，在千禧年里，他将是大卫之子。那是怎么回事？一直都是同一位神，他只是变换了自己的面具。
I am to my wife a husband.
对我的妻子来说，我是个丈夫。
Did you notice the Syrophoenician woman said, "Thou son of David, have mercy"? He never even bothered him at all.
你们注意到那叙利腓尼基夫人说的话吗？大卫的儿子，可怜我。这话一点都没有打动耶稣。
She had no rights to call him that. She had no claims on him as son of David.
因为这妇人没有权利那样叫他，他没有资格向耶稣大卫之子的这个身份提出要求。
He's the son of David to the Jew, and now he come. But when she called him Lord, he was her Lord. Then she got what she asked for. Now, as he's just changing himself.
耶稣对犹太人而言才是大卫之子。 但当那妇人称耶稣为主时，他的确是他的主，于是他就得到了他所求的。他只是在变换自己的身份。
Now in my home, I'm three different people. In my home, my wife has claims on me as husband. My daughter out there, she doesn't have any claims on me as husband. I am her father.
在我家里，我有三个不同的身份。在我家里，我妻子有权利称我为丈夫，我女儿在那边，她没有任何权利称我为丈夫，我是她父亲。
And my little grandson there, I'm grandfather to him. So he has no right to call me father. I'm not his father. My son is his father. I am his grandfather. But I'm still the same man.
我的小孙子，我对他而言是祖父，所以他没有权利称我是父亲。我不是他的父亲，我儿子才是他的父亲，我是他祖父，但我仍然是同一个人。
And God, what he does, he just changes himself to become to that generation, to make known himself to that people.
神在他所做的，就是在那个世代里变换自己，向那些人显明自己。
And that's what we're here to find out tonight, and what way is God supposed to make himself known to this people and in this time?
那就是今晚我们在这里要找出来的。神该以什么方式向这群人和这个时代显明自己呢？
He changes his mask, he changes his act, but he doesn't change his disposition. He doesn't change his nature. He just changes his mask from one to another.
神改变他的面具，神改变他的角色，但他不改变他的性情，他不改变他的本性，他只是改变他的面具，从一个面具换为另一个面具。
He does it to reveal himself more plain to the people that they might know who he is and what he is.
他那样做，为要更清楚地向人显现他自己，使他们能认识他是谁，他是什么。
In Hebrews 1, we read, God in sundry times and divers manners spake to the fathers through the prophets. But in this last days, through his Son, Jesus.
在希伯来书第一章里，我们读到，神既在古时借着众先知多次多方晓谕我们，就在这末世借着他儿子耶稣晓谕我们。
Now the prophets, Jesus said, when he was here on earth, they were gods.
耶稣在世上时，他说，先知们，他们是神。
You call those gods who the word of God came to and the scriptures cannot be broken, he said. Said how you can condemn him then when he's the son of God.
经上的话是不能变的。若那些承受神道的人，你们尚且称他们为神，那么神的儿子，你们怎能定他的罪呢？
See, the word of God is allotted to each age, what it's to be. And Jesus was a fulfillment of all the prophecies.
看到没有？神的道被分配给各个时代，那个时代所应当得到的。耶稣是所有预言的应验。
In him dwelt the fullness of the Godhead bodily. It was in him.
神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在他里面，都在他里面。
He was the one that was in Joseph. He was the one who was in Elijah. He was the one who was in Moses. He was the one who was in David, a rejected king.
他是那位在约瑟里面的，他是那位在以利亚里面的，他是那位在摩西里面的，他是那位在大卫一个被弃绝的王里面的。
His own people had rejected him as king. And he said, went out of the courtyards, a little afflicted fellow crawling around, did not like his government, his system, and he spit upon him.
他自己的百姓弃绝他做王。当大卫离开王宫后，一个有疾病瘸腿的家伙， 他不喜欢大卫的政府，大卫的体制，他向大卫吐唾沫。
And the guard pulled his sword, said, "Well, I'll leave that dog's head on him, spitting on my king." And David, maybe not realizing what he was doing at the time, but he was anointed.
大卫的卫兵拔出剑来说：“我岂可留那死狗的头在颈项上，向我王吐唾沫呢？”大卫可能没有意识到那是他所做的，但他是蒙恩膏的。
And he said, "Let him alone. God's told him to do this." And he climbed up on the hill and wept over Jerusalem, a rejected king.
他说：“由他去吧，是神吩咐他这样做的。”他爬上山，望着耶路撒冷哭泣，一位被弃绝的王。
Did you notice a few hundred years from then, the son of David being spit upon in the streets and was on the hill?Same mountain looking down over Jerusalem, a rejected king, and cried, Jerusalem, how often I have hovered you as a hen did her brood, but you would not.
你们注意到没有？几百年后，大卫之子在街上被人吐唾沫，在山上，同一座山上，望着耶路撒冷，他也是一位被弃绝的王，他哭道，耶路撒冷，我多次愿意聚集你们。如同母鸡聚集小鸡，只是你们不愿意。
He never changed his nature, because Hebrews 13:8 said he's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
神从未改变他的本性，因为希伯来书13:8说，他昨日、今日、一直到永远是一样的。
God was made flesh in order to die to redeem us from sin. That's why he changed himself, to be a man.
神成了肉身，以便受死，救赎我们脱离罪恶。那就是为什么他改变自己成为一个人。
We see in St. John 12:20, the Greeks had heard of him. Now there's no man can ever hear of him except their heart burns to see him. Like Job and the prophets of old, they all wanted to see him.
在约翰福音12:20，我们看到几个希腊人听说了耶稣。没有一个人在听说耶稣之后，心里不是急切的想要见到他的。像约伯和古时的众先知，他们都想看见他。
So this Greek came to see him. They came to Philip, which was a Bethesda, and said, "Sir, we would see Jesus."
所以这些希腊人来看他，他们到了伯塞大的腓力那里，说：“先生，我们想要见耶稣。
”The Greeks wanted to see him, but they were unable to see him because he was in the temple of his humanity. God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself.
希腊人想要见他，但他们没能见到他，因为他是在他肉身的殿里。神在基督里使世人与自己和好。
Now we find that in this, these Greeks could not see him, and notice the very words that Jesus expressed to them afterwards.
在这里，我们发现这些希腊人看不见他。注意，耶稣后来向他们所表达的话语。
He said, "Except the corn of wheat falls into the ground, dies; it abides alone."
他说，一粒麦子若不落在地里死了，仍旧是一粒。
In other words, they would never be able to see him in the change, in the mask that he was in then because he was veiled in human flesh.
换句话说，当他在他当时所在的面具里时，他们永远也没法看见他，因为他掩藏在人类肉身里。
But when this corn of wheat fell into the ground, then it would bring forth all races. He was sent to the Jews, of course, at that time.But this corn of wheat must fall.
但当这粒麦子落在地里，它就会带出所有的民族来。当然，那个时候它是被派到犹太民族那里，但这粒麦子必须落在地里。
Veiled God in human flesh, hidden from unbelievers, but being revealed to believers.
掩藏在人肉身里的神，向不信者隐藏，却向信徒显现。
In John 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, And the Word was God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld Him, the only begotten of the Father, full of grace.
约翰福音第一章说，太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神，道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满有恩典，我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
Now, in the beginning was a word. A word is a thought expressed.
看，太初有道，道是一个被表达出来的思想。
In the beginning, he wasn't even God. Now, our English word today, God, means an object of worship.
起初，他甚至不是神。我们今天英文里“神”这个字的意思是一个敬拜的对象。
How confusing it is to the mind. You can make somebody a God. You can make anything a God.
这多么叫人困惑。你可以使某个人成为一个神。你可以使任何东西成为神。
But in the Old Testament, in Genesis 1, in the beginning, God, the word is used Elohim. Elohim means the self-existing one.
但是在旧约创世纪第一章，起初神，神这个字用的是以罗心，以罗心的意思是自我存在的那一位。
What a difference the word Elohim is to our word God. Elohim means the self-existing one.
以罗心这个词与我们现在神这个字是多么不同啊！以罗心的意思是自我存在的那位。
We cannot be self-existing. We cannot be almighty, omnipotent, omnipresent, omniscient. That Elohim expresses all of that. We cannot be that.
我们不可能自我存在，我们不可能是全能的，无所不能的，无所不在的，无所不知的。那位以罗心有着一切的特性，我们不可能那样。
The tree that you make a god out of, or the building, it's not self-existing.
你用来雕刻神像的树木，或者当作神的一栋建筑物，都不是自我存在的。
So God in the beginning was life, the eternal one. In Him was attributes, and those attributes became words, and the Word became flesh.
所以起初，神是生命，是那位永恒者，在他里面有许多属性，那些属性成了道，那道成了肉身。
Jesus was a redeemer. And to redeem means to bring back. And if it has to bring it back, it had to be somewhere to be brought back to.
耶稣是那位救赎主，救赎的意思就是带回来。如果耶稣必须把他带回来，那就必须有一个能把他带回去的地方。
So you see, all people will never be able to see it because all people wasn't in the beginning in God's thought. See?
所以你看，不是所有的人都能够明白这点，因为不是所有的人起初都在神的思想里，明白吗？
Look at the priest. When they see him express himself exactly with the word, what he was, they said it's Beelzebub. That showed where their nature was. It was in the modern thought of the day.
看看那些祭司，当他们看见耶稣完全按照神的道写明了他自己，他是谁之后，他们却说那是别西卜，这表明他们的本性在哪里，他们的本性在那个时代的时髦想法里。
But when the little prostitute that he met at the gate and told her expressed his Messiah sign by telling her what she had done,
当耶稣在城门口遇见那个妓女，将他弥赛亚的特征表达出来，就是将他过去所做的事告诉他时，
While she said, Sir, I perceive that you are a prophet. We know the Messiah, when he comes, he will tell us all these things.
哎呀，那妇女说，先生，我看出你是先知，我们知道弥赛亚来的时候必将这一切的事都告诉我们。
She was recognizing him as the Messiah, the anointed one, because he met the scripture qualifications.
他认出了耶稣就是弥赛亚，那位受膏者，因为耶稣符合圣经里的弥赛亚资格。
Don't you see the two pieces of paper were coming together? We know that when the Messiah cometh.
你们没看到吗？两半纸片吻合了。他说，我们知道弥赛亚来时就是这样。
Now, God might have had to interbreed this and that to get this certain ting of the bell like the motor.
看，神像铸工那样，可能要把这个和那个搭配在一起，而得到这一种叮当响的铃声。
But when Jesus turned and said, I am he that speaks with you, there was no such an expression as Beelzebub.
但当耶稣转过身来说，这和你说话的就是他，那妇人没有说他是别西卜之类的话。
She left her water pot, ran into the city and said, come see a man who told me the things that I have done. Isn't this the very Messiah? See?
他留下打水的罐子，跑进城里说，你们来看，有一个人将我素来所行的事都给我说出来了，莫非这就是弥赛亚吗？看到没有？
Now what did this putting the old scripture with the experience that Jesus was giving to her, what did it do? It made the Messiah.
是什么导致了这种反应？把旧约的经文同耶稣赐给他的经历对照，结果怎样呢？这就得出了弥赛亚。
And did you notice quickly her sins were forgiven? Because at the beginning, she was redeemable because she was in God's thinking at the beginning.
你们注意到了吗？他的罪立刻就得到了赦免，因为起初他就是可救赎的，因为起初他就在神的思想里。
So it redeemed her or brought her back when she seen the express scripture manifested of Jehovah, what he was, what he is.
所以当他看见被表达出来的经文将耶和华彰显出来，他过去是什么，他现在是什么，这就救赎了他，或说将他带回来了。
Now when Jesus come, if he had come with Noah's message, it wouldn't have worked. To build an ark and float out. It wouldn't have worked.
那么当耶稣来时，如果他带着挪亚的信息来，那肯定行不通。建一条方舟飘出去，那是行不通的。
But that Noah was a portion of God. He acted a peculiar way because he was peculiar. And his message was peculiar because it was the word being made manifest.
但挪亚是神的一部分，他的举止方式独特，因为他本是独特的，他的信息独特，因为那是神的道被彰显出来。
He could not have come with Moses' message because it wouldn't have worked. Moses was God in a portion made manifest.
耶稣也不可能带着摩西的信息来，因为那也行不通。摩西是神的一部分，被彰显出来。
He was the word expressed for that hour. But Jesus could not come in that. The Bible never said he would come in that way.
他是道被表达出来给那个时代的，但耶稣不能以那个信息来，圣经从未说他要那样来到。
But when he come expressed exactly like the Testament had said he would be expressed, then all those who was redeemable believed it because they were the thoughts of God.
但当耶稣来时，他彰显出来正如旧约所说他要被彰显出来那样准确无误时，那么凡是可救赎的人都相信了，因为他们原是神的思想。
The attributes of him at the beginning was made flesh and redeemable and was brought back to God.
神起初的属性成了肉身，是可救赎的，并被带回到神那里。
As many as received himTo them gave he the power to become sons of God. Because they were redeemable. They were from the beginning in the expression.
凡接待他的，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。因为他们是可救赎的，他们从起初就在神的表达中。
If we could stop here a moment, if it would be possible, and think of that tonight, of the message of the hour. the express thoughts of Jehovah.
如果我们能在此停一会儿，若是可能的话，今天晚上来想想这一点，想想这个时代的信息，这个表达出来的耶和华的思想。
Before the foundation of the world, we are told our names were put on the Lamb's Book of Life.
圣经告诉我们，在创世以前，我们的名字就记在了羔羊的生命册上。
Then we can see the two sides, as I first said, why one is odd to the other. It must be that way. It always has been that way, and it always will be that way.
于是我们能看到两种不同的人，正如我在开场时说的。为什么这一群人对另外一群人来说是古怪的？必定是那样的，过去一直是那样，现在一直是那样，将来也一直会是那样。
He was the Word, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us.
他是道，道成了肉身，住在我们中间。
Now, God in back in the days of the Old Testament, we find that after He had appeared to His people in different forms.He veiled himself behind old badger skins. God hiding behind badger skins at his mercy seat.
神在旧约时代里，我们发现他以不同的形式向他的百姓显现之后，他就把自己掩藏在海狗皮的后面。神隐藏在海狗皮后面的施恩座上。
We find thatHow that Solomon, when he dedicated the temple of the Lord, and these badger skins was hanging there, the veil, how that he came in as a pillar of fire, and as a cloud, and went down behind there and veiled himself to the outside world.
我们发现，当所罗门奉献耶和华的圣殿时，这些海狗皮就挂在那里，它就是幔子。神以火柱和云柱的形式进来，降到幔子后面，向外面的世界掩藏自己。
But by faith, Israel knew that he was back there. They knew he was there regardless of what any of the heathen worlds had to say. He was hid from the unbeliever.
但是以色列人凭着信心知道神就在那后面，他们知道神在那里，无论任何异教世界说什么，神像不信者隐藏起来。
But the believer by faith knew he was back there. They had mercy, and he was at his mercy seat, which was a great secret.
但是信徒凭着信心知道神在那后面，他们得了恩慈，他在施恩座上，这是一个极大的奥秘。
You know, in the Old Testament, to enter behind that skin.Was death. Now to stay from behind it is death. Then to enter into his glory was death. Now to stay away from his glory is death.
你知道，在旧约中，进入那张皮后面就是死。现在留在外面，不去到他后面的，就是死。那时进到他的荣耀中是死。现在远离他的荣耀是死。
That happened, of course, at the rending of the veil at Calvary, when the veil was rent, the old veil.
当然，这是因为幔子在哥哥他被撕裂了。当时幔子，旧的幔子，被撕开了。
Now to stay out of his presence is death. Then to enter his presence was death. See, it changes back and forth, and you must find the scripture.To see what day we're living in.
现在离开他的面前是死，那时进到他的面前是死，明白吗？前后改变了，你必须查考圣经，弄明白我们生活在哪个时代。
Now, when the veil was rent at Calvary, the mercy seat came into plain view. But what happened? It was hanging on Calvary, dripping in blood.
当幔子在哥哥他被撕裂时，施恩座就清楚地显在眼前了。但是发生了什么？他挂在哥哥他，滴着血。
As they had tucked blood year after year at the cleansing of the sanctuary and the sprinkling of the mercy seat,
以色列人 年复一年的拿着血洁净圣所，撒在施恩座上。
There, God, with His great mighty stroke of lightning power, split the old badger veil from top to bottom, and the mercy seat came into plain view.
而神在这同一个圣所中，用他闪电的能力，大能的一击，把旧黑狗皮的幔子从上到下劈开了。让施恩座清楚地显在眼前了。
The real, genuine Lamb of God was hanging in plain view on Calvary. The real mercy seat, when God had paid the price Himself.
神真实无畏的羔羊，清晰可见的挂在哥哥他，那真正的施恩座，神亲自付上代价。
And become one of us.And it manifested himself as a man to get acquainted with us, and we to be acquainted with him.
成为我们中的一员，把自己彰显成一个人，为要熟悉我们，让我们也熟悉他。
The mercy seat was in plain view of all Israel on that day of the atonement.
赎罪日那天，施恩座清晰可见的。现在所有以色列人的眼前。
But alas, the traditions of the church fathers in that day had, by their traditions, had veiled the true mercy seat from the people.
然而，那个时代教会先祖们的传统，通过他们的传统，把真正的施恩座向人们掩藏了起来。
If they would have known the scripture,Each piece would have come like the Chinese tag.
如果他们了解经文所说的，那么经文与哥哥他发生的事，就会像中国人的标签一样，两半吻合。
The Old Testament prophecy would have been fulfilled, and it was. And if they'd been taught the Scripture, they would have seen the mercy seat.
旧约的预言必会应验，它也的确应验了。如果他们被人教导过经文。他们就会看见施恩座。
As Moses said here, that to this day their veil is still over their hearts; they don't see it.
然而，直到今日，每逢诵读摩西书的时候，帕子还在他们心上，他们看不见施恩座。
But He was God, the suffering and the atonement. He was the genuine mercy seat standing in full view.
但是耶稣是神，他是那位受难者和赎罪祭，他是那真正的施恩座，清晰可见的立在那里。
As we sang to him, Lo, behold him in plain view, there he is a mighty conqueror, since he rent the veil in two.
正如我们唱的赞美诗，自从神将幔子裂为两半，大能的征服者就在那里。看哪，他清晰可见。
See, he came the mercy seat hanging in clear view of the congregation. But them being under the popular opinion.
看，他来了，这施恩座清晰可见的挂在会众眼前。但他们在流行的看法之下。
Now, men and women and delegates of this convention.I want to say this without respect to person, but in the view of today, in view of what we are here for today, I'm afraid that the traditions of the fathers, the church fathers, has hid this from too many people.
各位男男女女们，这是大聚会的代表们，我要不看人的情面这样说，看到现今的状况。和我们今天在这里的目的，我不得不说，祖宗教会先祖们的传统，已经把这一点向太多人隐藏了起来。
Since the Holy Ghost has come and this last days is prophesied, and the veil has been rent, too many people try to hang to their traditions of the fathers.
自从圣灵在这末世临到，正如所预言的，那幔子已经裂开了，可是太多的人。还是想要依附他们祖宗的传统。
And that's why they can't see this extreme joy and peace and things that the church has today. Yet, it's in plain view of those who believe.
那就是他们看不见这个极大的喜乐、平安，以及今天教会所拥有的这些东西的原因。然而，他清晰地展现在那些信的人眼前。
He hid the word, the promised word of this day. Now, the traditions has made a veil. They say that the days of miracles is past.
神隐藏了这道，这个时代的应许之道。看，传统制造了一个幔子，他们说神迹的日子过去了。
A man spoke to me, a fine cultured gentleman in Tucson, Arizona, where I live. I'd had a meeting at the Ramada, and we'd been speaking at the businessman's convention where the Lord Jesus had come present and done great things.
在我所居住的亚利桑那州图森的一位高雅的有教养的绅士曾经与我交谈。当时我在拉马达酒店有一场聚会，我们在基督徒商人会上讲到主耶稣来到现场行了大事。
And this Christian gentleman came to me and he said, a minister of the church, fine man, and he said, Brother Branham, you are trying to project to the people an apostolic age. He said, and when the apostolic age has ceased.
聚会结束后，这位基督徒绅士来见我，他是教会的传道人，很不错的人。他说，伯纳汉弟兄，你试图在使徒时代已经终止的时候向人们展现一个使徒时代。
And I said, I pray thee, my brother, show me when the apostolic age ceased in the scripture.
我说，我的弟兄，我请你在圣经中指给我看，使徒时代在什么时候终止了。
I said, the apostolic age began on the day of Pentecost. And it is, Peter said, on the day of Pentecost, the promise is unto you.And to your children, and to them that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. When did it cease?
我说，使徒时代在五旬节那天开始。彼得在五旬节那天说，这应许是给你们和你们的儿女，并一切在远方的人，就是主我们神所招来的。他在什么时候终止的呢？
If God is still calling, then the apostolic age still is in session.
如果神仍在呼召，那么使徒时代就仍在进行。
And so, that is where the people try to blindfold so many people by the traditions of the elders, as it was then, and you fail to see why that the people are so elated and so enthused.
所以，这就是人们借着祖宗们的传统试图蒙蔽许多人的地方，跟那时一样。你不明白为什么人们如此欢欣鼓舞，如此热心。
And these conventions are such an oddball, such a strange thing to other people. It's because that they see they broke through those barriers.
这些大聚会对别的人来说是很奇特的，是个非常奇怪的东西，是因为信徒们明白他们已冲破了那些障碍。
They broke through those veils into the presence of God, where they see the manifested promise of this hour made manifest before the people. They see what God promised.
他们也冲破了那些幔子，进到了神面前。他们在那里看到神给这个时代的应许彰显在人们面前。他们看到神所应许的。
In Joel 2:28, he promised that in these last days there would be a latter rain poured out upon the people in the last days.
在约珥书2:28节，神应许在末后的日子里将有春雨浇灌在人们身上。
I think the Greek word there is kenosis, which means that he emptied himself out, not in the way that we would say, like something was inside of somebody that he emptied out, but he poured himself out.
我想浇灌这个词的希腊文是克诺斯，意思是他倒空自己，不是照我们通常说的像某个人身上有某样东西他将它倒出来。这里 指的是神把他自己倾倒出来。
He changed his imago. He changed from what he was to what he is.
神改变了，他恩莫非，他从过去的形式改变到现在的形式。
He never changes his nature, but on the day of Pentecost, he changed himself from being the Son of Man to the Son of God.
他从未改变他的本性，但在五旬节那天，神改变自己，从人子变成神的儿子。
He came not with the people, he came in the people. See, the same God to carry his ministry on through in this great age.
他降临，不是与人同在，而是进入人里面。看，同一位神在这个伟大的时代一直继续他的事工。
He prophesied in the Bible that there would come a day that would not be neither day or night, but in the evening time it should be light.
神在圣经中预言，必有一日，不是白昼，也不是黑夜，但到了晚上才有光明。
Now the sun geographically rises in the east and sets in the west. It's the same sun all the time.
从地理上来说，太阳在东方升起，在西方落下，一直都是同一个太阳。
Now when the sun, S-O-N, revealed himself in the manifestation of the promised word to Israel, the eastern people,
人子借着神应许之道的彰显，将自己启示给以色列人，他们是东方人。
We've had a day of gloom. We've had enough light in the reformers and so forth that make churches and denominations and join them and come in and kiss the babies and marry the old and bury the dead and so forth and live in the church.
我们已经有过一个阴沉的日子，我们在改革者的时代里已经有过足够的亮光来建立众教会和教派，我们加入他们里边，亲吻婴孩，给成人证婚和埋葬死人等等，在教会体系中生活。
But in the evening time, it shall be light, he said in the evening time, and no scripture can be broken.
但是，到了晚上要有光明。他说，到了晚上，没有一节经文是能废去的。
And the same S-O-N that poured out himself, kenosis, on the day of Pentecost,promise to do the same thing in the evening time. See, it's according to the promise.
这位在五旬节将自己倾倒出来，克诺斯的同一位神的儿子，应许到了晚上要做同样的事，明白吗？这是按照应许做的。
Get the tag together. Look what's happening and look what he promised. Then you see where we are at.Get the thing together. You can see the unveiling of this great and mighty one.
把标签的两半拼在一起，看看正在发生的，看看他所应许的，然后你就会明白我们是在哪里了。把它们合在一起，你就可以看到这位伟大全能者的显现。
Traditions has blinded the people again, to these great things that's been prophesied.
让传统再次使人们看不见这些被预言过的大事。
Moses, when he came forth from the mountain, which was on fire, how beautiful the illustration.
当摩西从山上下来时，山着火了，多么美妙的一幅图画。
Moses had went down to Egypt and told the church fathers that the Lord Godhad to visit him in the name of I am.
摩西下去埃及，告诉教会的先祖们，耶和华神以我是的名造访了他。
That name is present tense. Not I was, will be, but I am ever the same. The same yesterday, today, and forever. He is present tense.
那个名字是现在式，不是我过去式或我将来式。而是我是，永远是一样的，昨日今日一直到永远是一样的， 他是现在世。
That compares with Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever.
那与希伯来书13:8比较一下是一致的。耶稣基督昨日今日一直到永远是一样的。
It's still the prophesied word in the congregation that was to dovetail with that word, the experience of this day. The reformers had it. Oh, but this is another day. See what day we're living in.
这仍然是被预言过的道。会众在这个时代的经历与那道相吻合。以往的改教者是得到了亮光啊，但现在是另一个时代了。要明白我们生活在什么时代。
Just as he couldn't come in the days as he came on earth in the way that Moses came or any of the prophets came, it wasn't prophesied.
正如在耶稣来到地上时，他不能以摩西来的方式或任何其他先知来的方式来，因为神没有那样预言过。
And in this last days, it's prophesied to come this way. It can't come in the form of Luther's. Revival can't come in the form of Wesley revival. It's a restoration. Now, it's a time that it must come back to the original sunlight. The original.
在这末世，神预言了要以这样的方式来，不是以路德复兴运动的形式来，也不是以卫斯理复兴运动的形式来，这是恢复的时代。这是必须回到原本的人子之光的时代，那原本的。
Oh, how we could lay the scriptures in all that in you theologians. What part of the world you're from, you know that that's true. It's a promise.
我们在这点上可以引用许多的经文。你们神学家，不管你是从世界的哪个地方来的，你都知道那是真的。这是个应许。
That's what makes the people so odd. That's what makes the oddballs that you call them.
这就是使人们显得古怪的原因。你们所讥笑的古怪人就是这样来的。
It's because it's the veil has been opened from the traditions and they see it. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
这是因为传统这个幔子已经裂开了，人们明白了真理。耶稣基督昨日今日一直到永远是一样的，瞧。
It's the promise of God. We cannot go against that because the scriptures cannot be broken.
这是神的应许，我们不能反其道而行之，因为经文是不能废去的。
Yes, we find that he promised that he had emptied himself into his people, and he's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
是的，我们发现他这样应许过，他已将自己倾倒进了他的子民中，他昨日今日一直到永远是一样的。
Moses.After he went down into Egypt and declared this, then the Father vindicated his message by coming on Mount Sinai in the same pillar of fire and set the mountain on fire.
摩西，他下达埃及宣告了这事之后，天父就以同一个火柱降在西乃山上，把山烧起来，以此来印证摩西的信息。
Did we notice?The one he had given the promise to, he brought him forth with the word.
我们注意到了吗？神把应许赐给了摩西，又用道将他带出来。
He had the commandments, and to have this commandment, he had the commandments was the word.
摩西拥有十诫，要拥有这诫命，摩西必须，十诫就是神的道。
The word had never come to the people yet, so the word always comes to the prophet.And he was the prophet for that hour.
神的道还未曾临到过百姓。神的道总是先临到先知。摩西是那个时代的先知。
Like Jesus was the word. John was the prophet. And Jesus came to him in the water because the word always comes to the prophet without failure. The word comes to...
就像耶稣是道，约翰是先知。耶稣在水中来到约翰那里，因为神的道总是先临到先知的，从不例外，明白吗？神的道总是先临到先知。
So Moses, the word came to him, the commandments, and he had them.
所以摩西，神的道临到他，就是十诫。摩西拥有了十诫。
Now, while before the word was giving out and made manifest, Moses had to veil his face. For the word wasn't completely made manifest.
那么为什么在神的道被传出被彰显之前，摩西不得不用帕子蒙上脸，因为神的道还没有完全被彰显出来。
They know something had happened, but they didn't know what it was. The roaring and thundering to, they said, let Moses speak and not God.
百姓知道有事发生了，他们看到雷鸣电闪，但却不知道发生了什么事。于是百姓害怕地说，让摩西对我们说话，不要神说话。
And God said, well, I will do that. From this forth, I'll not appear like this no more. I'll send him a prophet. So I'll speak through my prophet.
神说，好，我必那样做。从这个时候起，我不再像这样显现。我要赐给他们一位先知，我要通过我的先知说话。
Now, if Moses, with the natural law, as Paul in 2 Corinthians sure has revealed to us,had the veil his faith with the natural, how much more will the spiritual be glorious and veiled to the unbeliever before it's made manifest to him?
就像保罗在哥林多后书里向我们启示的，如果摩西带着肉身的律法，尚且要用帕子蒙在肉身的脸上，那属灵的执事岂不更有荣光，岂不更要在向不信者展现之前蒙上帕子吗？
How much more would they call if Moses was an oddball? How much more will they call you? Who's broke through the veil, has went into the pillar of fire, has come out with the blessing.
他们岂不更称摩西是个古怪人，你已经冲破了帕子，进入了火柱中，也带着神的祝福出来，他们岂不更要说你是个古怪人吗？
And now you are veiled. The people can't see it. They can't understand it.
现在你蒙上了帕子，人们看不见，也不明白。
If the natural be glorious, how much more will the supernatural?
既然属肉体的尚且有荣光，更何况那超自然的。
If the natural which had an end to it was to be glorious, how much more this which has no end to it?Will be glorious.
如果呢属肉体会终结的尚且有荣光，更何况这个没有终结的岂不更有荣光？
But still it's veiled. It's veiled not to the believer, but to the unbeliever. He cannot see it. God always veils himself from the unbeliever.
但他仍然是遮掩着的，他不是向信徒遮蔽着的，而是向不信者，不信者看不见神，神总是向不信者掩藏自己。
Traditions hide it like they did then; they do it today.
传统隐藏了神，就像他们从前所做的，他们今天也这样做。
That was a spiritual veil that we have now, where the natural veil was there vindicated by the prophet with the written word, a prophesier.One who comes with the written word to make it plain. They know the word was there, but they didn't know what it meant. And Moses made it plain.
当时是自然的帕子，而我们现在有的是一个属灵的帕子，拥有书写之道的先知印证了神的道。先知是说预言的人，他带着书写之道来使神的道变得清晰，百姓知道神的道的存在，但他们不知道神的道的含义。摩西使神的道变得清晰。
He said, the commandment says this, and this is why. He made it plain. And before it was made plain, it was veiled.
摩西说，十诫也这样说，是因为这个原因。摩西使神的道变得清晰。在神的道变得清晰之前，他是被遮蔽着的。
And so is it today, veiled to the people until it's revealed and made plain to the people. God, the mighty God, veiled in human flesh, the Word. Notice, now we find out that it was hid to the unbeliever but revealed to the believer. Notice, Moses had to enter this pillar of fire alone. No one could go with him.
今天也是如此。神的道对人们来说是遮蔽着的，直到他向人们揭示出来，变得清晰了。神，全能的神，就是道，隐藏在人的肉身中。注意，我们发现，神的道向不信者隐藏，却向信徒揭示出来。注意，摩西必须单独进入那火柱中，没有人可以跟着他进去。
What does that speak to us? That you don't come into this by joining a Pentecostal group.
这向我们说明了什么呢？就是你不是靠加入一个五旬节派团体而进入这里面的。
See, he never revealed it to a group, he revealed it to an individual. And that's the way it is today.
明白吗？神从没有向一群人启示他的道，神向个人启示他的道。今天也是这样的。
You say, I belong to a church. I belong to this, but that won't work. See?
你说，我属于一个教会，我属于这个，但那行不通，明白吗？
And for anyone to try to follow Moses to impersonate it was death. And so is it today, spiritual death to try to impersonate.
任何人若试图跟着摩西，模仿摩西所做的，结局就是死。今天也是这样，试图模仿，结局就是灵里死亡。
That's what the night we're getting into. There's raising up amongst the groups carnal comparisons. Somebody try to act like it and live a different life.
今天晚上我们要说说，在教会组织里兴起了一种属血气的攀比。有的人试图表现的像是行在神的道中，但活出来的是不同的生命。
Can drink, can smoke. Women can live any most any way they want to, and like the world, and stay home and watch television and the things of the world, and still call themselves Pentecostals.
他们可以喝酒，可以抽烟，女人随心所欲的生活，喜爱世界，待在家里看电视，做世人做的一样的事。却仍然自称是五旬节教派的信徒。
They are trying to impersonate a genuine. It's never been revealed to them yet.
他们试图模仿真信徒，神的道从没向他们启示出来。
When it is revealed, it's glorious, and something takes that out of you when you walk in there. You become a veil.
当神的道启示出来时，它是荣耀的。当你走进它里面时，它就会把那些俗世的东西从你身上除掉，你成了一块帕子。
It just won't work, and to impersonate it was dead.
模仿是行不通的，模仿神的道，结局就是死。
Moses veil, he was the living word to the people, and today the people that are veiled are the same thing. They are written epistles. Read of all men, not a new epistle, but the epistle that's been written, made manifest.
摩西蒙上帕子，他对百姓来说就是活泼的道。今天蒙上帕子的人也是一样的，他们是书写的见信，为众人所念诵，不是一封新的信，乃是已经写好的信被彰显出来。
It's those who believe the word. And the promise of this day that God is pouring out His Spirit upon all flesh. And that is written epistles.
那些相信神的道和给这个时代是应许的人，神正将他的灵浇灌在他们身上。凡有血气的身上，这些人就是书写的见信。
And when a person tries to carnally impersonate that, it backfires. Your life shows what you are.
当一个人试图以书写记的方式加以模仿，就必适得其反。你的生命表明你是什么。
One time there was a boy, he'd gotten some trouble. He was a good boy, but he went to court, and the judge said, I find you guilty. I must punish you to life in prison.
有一次，有一个男孩，他惹上了一些麻烦， 他是个好孩子，但他被带上了法庭。法官说，我判你有罪，我必须罚你终身监禁。
He said, I want to try my own case. He said, I want to go in upon my record. He said, you have no record. Your record is what's condemned you.
男孩说，我要为自己的案子辩护。他说，我要靠我的记录来辩护。法官说，你没有记录，定你的罪的就是你的记录。
And that's the way it is today. The reason the church is not advanced like it should, it's the record, it's the lie.
今天也是这样的，这就是为什么教会没有像他应该的那样向前迈进，是他的记录，是那个谎言。
We must become more dedicated.We must believe every word of God. We must seek until that word is made real to us. See, the record is what keeps us from entering in.
我们必须更加专注于神的道。我们必须相信神的每句话。我们必须寻求，直到那道向我们变得真实。明白吗？明白吗？阻挡我们进入的真是这个记录。
But one time, to let you get out of this loop, in this same court, the boy had no money. He could not pay it off. The fine was weighing the thousands of dollars. But he had a big brother that came and paid it off for him.
但是有一次，这是要让你能从这个圈套里出来。在同一个法庭上，这男孩没有钱，他付不起罚款，罚款要好几千美元。但他有一位大哥哥来了，帮他付清了罚款。
Now we've got a big brother, Jesus, the Son of God, and He come to pay it off for us if we'll just believe it and be able to enter into the veil with Him. Right? He is our Moses. Jesus is our Moses of today.
我们也有一位大哥哥，他是神的儿子耶稣，他来为我们付清了债，只要我们相信，就能同他一起进入幔子。他就像我们的摩西，耶稣是我们今天的摩西。
Moses' veil was the living word to the people. Today, Jesus' veil is the living word to the people that Jesus in the church.
蒙着帕子的摩西，对百姓来说是活泼的道。今天，蒙着帕子的耶稣，对人们来说也是活泼的道。耶稣在神的教会里。
The Holy Ghost, the Son of God.In the people revealing the word by the promise of this day. Makes it just exactly. Same now.
圣灵住在人们里面的神的儿子，借着这个时代的应许来启示神的道，一模一样，现在也是一样。
And remember, Moses did this and manifested this not to all the world, but to the Exodus people.Just one class of people. That was those who come out of the Exodus.
记住，摩西这样做，这样彰显，并不是向所有的世人，只是向出埃及的百姓，只是一群人，就是那些出埃及的人。
And today the Holy Spirit, in the face of people who says divine healing is not right.
今天，圣灵就在那些说神医治是不对的人面前。
One of us consulting a doctor called me the other day of a little lady, oh, there's been four or five cases there of laying just at the point of death giving hours, and the Holy Spirit healed him.
前几天，一位医生打电话给我，是为了一位女士的事，哦，曾经有四五个那样的病人，他们濒临死亡，只有几个小时可活，但圣灵医治了他们。
The doctor was questioned, he said, how can this be?Well, I said, that's my patient. I said, it was, but now it was God's. It's his subject now, see.
那位医生询问这事，他说，这怎么可能呢？怎么会这样？他是我的病人。我说，过去是，但现在是神的病人了，现在是神的子民了，看到没有？
And so you see the thing it is that God...is calling an exodus to come from behind the fleshly curtain who tries to impersonate, who tries to join church. Not Methodist, Baptist, Presbyterian all together, but Pentecostal churches.
所以你看，事情的关键是，神正在呼召一趟出埃及，从属肉体的帷幕后面出来。属肉体的帷幕就是那些试图模仿、试图加入教会的人，不是加入卫理公会、浸信会、长老会，而是五旬节教派的教会。
It is an individual affair. It's you and God. You have to go in, not your group, not your church, not your pastor, but it's you has to go in.
这是个人的事，是你和神之间的事，你必须亲自进去，不是你的团体，不是你的教会，不是你的牧师，而是你必须进去。
I want you to notice another characteristic of Moses. When he come out, yet being a prophet, being a great man that he was, when he come out with the word, the people saw that he was changed. Something had happened to him.
我要你们注意，摩西出西乃山时的另一个特征。他作为先知，作为一位伟大的人物，然而当他带着神的道出来时，百姓看到他改变了，他身上发生了某些事。
When he come out with the vindicated word of that hour, the commandments, he was a changed person.
当他带着那个时刻被印证的道，即十诫出来时，他是个被改变了的人。
And so will you be. When you come from behind that human veil that would laugh at a meeting like this, that man who would stumble at divine healing.And say the days of miracles is past.
当你从那种肉身的幔子后面出来时，也会是这样。那肉身的幔子会取笑像这样的聚会。那人会在神的医治问题上绊倒，说神迹的日子过去了。
You drop from behind that human veil there, the traditional veil, and everybody will know something happened to you.
当你从那种肉身的幔子，就是那种传统的幔子后面出来时，每个人都会知道在你身上发生了某件事。
Like our honorable brother Jim Brown, imagine most Presbyterians knows that something happened to him because he come from behind a traditional veil.
就像我们可敬的吉姆布朗弟兄，我想长老会的多数信徒都知道在他身上发生了某件事，因为他从一个传统的幔子后面出来了。
He saw something in the people that attracted him.And he came out from behind the veil.
他在信徒身上看到了某些东西，那吸引了他，于是他便从幔子后面出来了。
But when you come out from behind the veil, you'll be in full view of the people. Then if they can see that something has happened to you.
那么你，当你从那幔子后面出来后，你就完全显在众人眼前了，他们能看到在你身上已有什么事情发生了。
The veiled word to the unbeliever, but in full view of the believer, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever.
对不信者隐藏的道，却完全显明在信徒眼前。耶稣基督昨日今日一直到永远是一样的。
Then it was God. In them days it was God in a man, his son, Jesus Christ. We believe that.
那么是神在你里面了。在他们那个时代，是神在一个人里面，就是在他的儿子耶稣基督里面，我们相信那点。
Not just a prophet, not just an ordinary man, ordinary human.
那不只是位先知，不只是一个普通人，普通的人。
It was God in Christ, God in a man, the fullness of the Godhead bodily in a man, God in a man.Now it's God in man. The fullness of God in the Godhead bodily in his entire church. Manifesting himself, fulfilling his word.
那是神在基督里，是神在一个人里面。神本性的一切丰盛都有形有体的居住在一个人里面。神在一个人里面。现在是神在众人里面。神本性的一切丰盛都有形有体的居住在他的整个教会里面，彰显他自己，应验他的道。
Now we find God all ages has had skin on him. God has been hid behind the veil.
我们发现在所有的时代里，神都有皮肤，神一直都隐藏在幔子后面。
It just reminds me of a little story that happened down in the south. And so There's a Christian home.
这让我想起了发生在南方的一个小故事，说有一个基督徒家庭。
And in this Christian home, they believed God, and they thought that God protected them from all troubles, in which He does.
在这个基督徒的家庭里，他们相信神，他们认为神会保守他们脱离一切的患难。神的确是的。
And they had a little junior, a little boy about 7 or 8 years old, and he went to Sunday school and was a very fine little lad, but he was scared in a storm, especially when lightning was flashing.
他们有一个小孩，大约七八岁，他上主日学，是个非常好的孩子，但他很怕暴风雨，尤其怕闪电。
And I told this to a man the other day when this piece had come out about this man being healed.The same minister said, "They make a god out of you, Brother Branham."
前几天，当关于这人得医治的报道出来时，我把这故事告诉了一位传道人。这同一位传道人，伯南汉弟兄，他们把你当作神了。
Well, he was a critic, so I thought I'd just kind of break it off just a little bit, not to hurt, you know, but just kind of.
他是一个批评者，于是我想要稍微削减一下他的锐气。只是稍微一点，不是要伤害他，你知道，只是。
I said, is that too far from the scripture? To be that? See? I said, no, it isn't. I said, because Jesus called prophets gods. That's right. God.
我说，这么说难道很偏离圣经吗？看到没有？我说，不，不偏离圣经，因为耶稣也称先知们为神，对不对？那是对的，被称为神。
And they say, well, you people try to take the place of God. That's not too far out. That's exactly what it is.
Amen.
It's exactly God manifested in flesh,、
Amen.
just as He promised.
他们说，哦，你们这些人想要取代神，那并没有很偏离圣经。事情正是这样的，绝对是的。神在肉身显现，正如他所应许的。
This little family, we find, I told him this little story, which come to my mind just now, that...One night, it came up a storm, and mother said to Junior, said, now, you go on upstairs, son, and go to bed. He said, Mom, I'm scared. And he said, ain't nothing going to hurt you. Go on up and go to bed.
我们再来谈谈这个小家庭。我告诉了那位传道人这个小故事。这故事刚才正好出现在我脑海里。一天晚上，来了暴风雨。妈妈对小男孩说，儿子，你上楼去睡觉吧。男孩说，妈妈，我害怕。妈妈说，没有东西会伤害你，上去睡觉吧。
Little Junior laid up there and the lightning flashing around the windows. And the little fellow got so nervous, he sticking his head under the cover and he could still hear the lightning, or see the lightning flash on the windows and hear the thunder roar.
小男孩躺在那里，窗外不停地闪电，小家伙害怕极了，他用被子蒙上头，但仍然看得见窗外的闪电，听得见雷声轰鸣。
So he said, Mama. And she said, what do you want, Junior? He said, come up here and sleep with me.
于是他喊妈妈。妈妈说，孩子你要什么？他说，上来这里跟我一起睡觉。
So she come up the steps like any good loyal mother would. And she came up and she tucked little Junior in her arms and she said, Junior, mother wishes to speak to you just a moment. I said, all right, Mama.
于是妈妈上楼去。任何忠诚的好妈妈都会那样做的。她上来了，把小男孩搂在怀里，说：“孩子，妈妈想要跟你说一会儿话。”她说：“好的，妈妈。”
So now you must bear this in mind. We go to church constantly. We read the Bible. We pray. We are a Christian family. We believe in God.
妈妈说：“你必须记住这点。我们经常去教会，我们读圣经，我们祷告。”我们是基督徒家庭，我们相信神。
And said, we believe that in storms and whatever goes on, God is our protection.
我们相信，在暴风雨中，或无论发生什么，神都是我们的保护。
He said, Mama, I believe every bit of that. But said, when that lightning's so close, he said, I want a God with skin on it.
男孩说，妈妈，我相信你说的每一点，但是，当那闪电这样靠近的时候，我想要一位有皮肤的神。
So I think not only Junior, but all of us feel that way. When we get together, when we pray one for the other, God with skin on it.
所以我想不只是那位小男孩，我们所有的人都有那样的想法。当我们聚在一起，当我们互相带导时，神就有了一张皮肤。
And we find out here that God has always had skin on him. When Moses seen him, he had skin on him. He looked like a man.
我们在这里发现，神身上总是有皮肤的。当摩西看见他的时候，他身上有皮肤，他样子像一个人。
When God was behind the curtains, he had skin on him. And God tonight in his church is veiled in his church with skin on it. He's still the same God tonight. We find that.
当神在幔子后面时，他身上有皮肤。今晚神在他的教会里，他隐藏在他的教会里，身上也有皮肤。今晚他仍然是同一位神。我们了解这一点。
But now as ever, the skin veil is what catches the traditions. They just can't believe it. That's God making them people act like that.
但现在，就像从前一样，皮肤的幔子绊住了传统，他们就是不能相信是神让那些人有那样的举止。
See, it's because God's veiled in His church, in skin, skin on it. That's right.
明白吗？那是因为神隐藏在他的教会里，在皮肤里，身上有皮肤，是的。
He's hid from the unbeliever and revealed to the believer. Yes, sir.
他向不信者隐藏，却向信徒显明出来，是的，先生。
Now, when the tradition veil of traditions of the elders and the word is broke through, oh, of course, today then comes in plain view. We see him.Deity again veiled in human flesh.
今天，当他们的传统的幔子，即前辈的传统，被神的道冲破时，当然，今天我们就能很清楚地看见他，神再次隐藏在人的肉身中。
Hebrews 1 said so, and also Genesis 18. You remember, God was a man standing there eating and talking with Abraham, and told what Sarah was doing in the tent behind it.
希伯来书第一章是这样说的。还有创世纪第十八章，记住，神以人的形式站在那里，与亚伯拉罕一起吃饭，对亚伯拉罕说话，说是撒拉正在他背后的帐篷里做什么。
And Jesus said, as it was in the days of Sodom, so shall it be at the coming of the Son of Man. Deity veiled again in human flesh.
耶稣说，索多玛的日子怎样，人子来到的日子也要怎样。神又隐藏在人的肉身中。
I remember Jesus didn't say when the Son of God is being revealed. In Luke, the 17th chapter, I believe, and about the 21st verse, somewhere along there, he said, and when the Son of Man is being revealed.
记住，耶稣没有说神的儿子显现的时候，在路加福音第17章，我想大约是第20节、21节，大概是那个地方，他说的是人子显现的时候。
The Son of Man back in the church again, revealed in human beings. Not Son of God, but the Son of Man again, back in His church again, in the last days. We find that He promised that in God's promises.
人子又回到教会里，以人的形式显现，不是神的儿子，而是人子。在这末世又回到他的教会里，我们发现神是那样应许的。
We notice another thing in the Old Testament. I have a scripture here in Exodus that the old badger skins. What did it do? It hid the glory of God from the people. The badger skins.
在旧约中，我们注意到另一件事。我记下了经文，是在出埃及记中。还狗皮，它的作用是什么呢？它向人们隐藏了神的荣耀。还狗皮。
The people couldn't see it because it was a skin that held it. The skin was, the glory of God was behind the skin.
甚至于人们看不见神，因为被一块海狗皮挡住了。神的荣耀在皮子后面。
And now the glory of God is behind your skin. That's right. And the traditions don't see it. It's inside the veil where His word was.
现在，神的荣耀在你的皮肤后面。对的。传统看不见他，他在幔子里面，就是神的道所在之处。
What was on the inside of that skin back there, the old badger skins?
以前在那些旧的海狗皮后面的是什么呢？
Which there was no beauty we should desire. And when it was made flesh and dwelt among us, it was still no beauty we should desire.
就是他无加行美容，使我们羡慕他。当他成了肉身住在我们当中时，仍然无加行美容，使我们羡慕他。
And now the same thing is today. There's nothing in a man or a woman that can be desired. But what's in behind there? That's what it is.
今天也是一样，男人或女人里面没有任何东西是人们渴慕的，是在那后面的东西，那才是最主要的。
When you say that fellow, I know he used to be a drunkard. He used to do this. I don't care what he used to do. What's hid behind that skin? What is behind there? That's what counts.
你说哦，那个人，我知道。他以前是个酒鬼，他做过这种事。我不在乎他以前做过什么，我在乎的是什么隐藏在那皮肤后面，什么在那后面，那才是关键。
That's what the people is blinded. The skin blinds the people.
那皮肤后面的才重要。人们被蒙蔽了，皮肤蒙蔽了人。
See, they say, I remember that woman used to. I know what she used to, but what about now?
对不对？人们说，我记得那个女人以前经常。我知道他以前是怎样的，但他现在怎么样？
See, them skins that was once on a badger, but now it's hiding the glory of God. Got it housed behind it. It was on an animal, but now it's housing the glory of God.
明白吗？那些皮以前是在海狗身上，但现在是用于隐藏神的荣耀，让神的荣耀住在他后面。他存在一只动物身上。但现在成为神的荣耀之居所。
And so can your skin be changed tonight to be made a housing place for God, God dwelling in humanity.
今晚，你的皮肤也能被改变，成为神的居所，神住在人里面。
Not the old badger skins. We find out behind it was inside of there was the Word. And the Word, there also was, the shewbread.
看，那旧海狗皮，我们发现，在旧海狗皮的后面是神的道。海狗皮后面有神的道，也有橙色饼。
The ark was sprinkled, and what was it? The Shekinah glory was in there.
约柜被撒上了血，那是什么？耶和华的荣光在那里。
Now the word is a seed, and it cannot bring forth until the sun strikes it. The sun's got to be up on the seed to make it bear, to make it come forth.
看，神的道就是种子，直到神的儿子照到了它，它才会生长出来。神的儿子必须照在种子上，使它结果时，使它生长。
And that's the only way you take the word, see, take the word of God in your heart and walk into the Shekinah glory.
那是唯一的方式。你把神的道，看，把神的道放在你心里，然后走进神的荣光中。
And when you do, it'll bring shewbread manna that's only given for a separated people. The only thing that can eat it, is permitted to eat it, is just the people who are permitted. You know what I mean?
当你这样做时，就能得到橙色饼、玛拿。那玛拿只是给一群分别出来的人吃的，唯一能吃它。唯一得到许可可以吃他的人，只是那些被准许并且认识他的人。
Paul said you're changing from glory to glory. You see, finally it comes to its back to its original glory.
保罗在这里说，荣上加荣。你瞧，最后他回到他原本的荣光中。
It's just like a seed of a morning glory, the seed of a flower. It falls into the ground. A seed of corn falls in the ground.
这就像牵牛花的种子。一朵花的种子落在地里，玉米的种子落在地里。
What's the first thing? It comes up and it's a little sprout. Then it goes to a tassel. Then from a tassel back to its original grain.
首先发生的是什么？它长出来，是一片小芽，然后长成穗子，之后从穗子又回到原本的种子。
Well, that's exactly what the church has done.It come from Luther, Wesley, and now back to the original grain, back to its original glory, back to the glory it was at the beginning.
那正是教会所经历的， 他从路德出来，经过了卫斯理，现在回到原本的种子，回到原本的荣光中，回到他起初时的荣光中。
The sun that rose in the east is the same sun that's manifesting the same thing in the west, changing from glory to glory.
在东方升起的人子，就是在西方彰显出同样东西的同一个人子，从荣耀变成荣耀。
It changed from the pagan down into Luther, and from Luther down into Wesley, and from Wesley out into Pentecost, and on, changing from glory to glory, producing the hidden manna.
他从异教转变过来，直到路德，从路德下来，直到卫斯理，从卫斯理出来，到五旬节运动，一直下来，从荣耀变成荣耀，产生出那隐藏的玛拿。
And now it's right to bring him back exactly like he was at the beginning. The same ministry, the same Jesus, the same power, the same Holy Ghost.
现在他成熟了，要把他带回来，正如他在起初时的样子。他同样的事工，同样的耶稣，同样的能力，同样的圣灵。
The same one that come down on the day of Pentecost is the same Holy Ghost that's manifested today.From glory to glory to glory.
那在五旬节降下的圣灵，也是今天彰显出来的同一位圣灵，荣上加荣，再加荣。
Back to its original seat with the baptism of the Holy Ghost with the same signs, same wonders, same baptism, same kind of people acting the same way with the same power, the same sensation. It's from glory unto glory.
借着圣灵之喜，回到他原本的种子。拥有同样的神迹，同样的骑士，同样的洗礼，同样的人，有同样的举止，具有同样的能力，同样的感觉，那是荣上加荣。
And the next will be changed from this glory into a body like his own glorious body where we shall see him. Abraham saw the same.
接下来的是，从这个荣耀改变成一个身体。与他自己荣耀的身体相似，我们要在那里看见他。亚伯拉罕看见了同样的身体。
Now notice, we see how it was changed. Since Calvary, we are invited to share his glory.
现在注意，我们看到他是如何变换的。从哥哥他起，我们就被邀请分享他的荣耀。
Now in 1 Corinthians 12, we are baptized into his body.By one spirit, we are all baptized.
哥林多前书第十二章说，我们都受洗进入了他的身体，我们都从一位圣灵受洗。
Not by one water, one spirit, we're all baptized. That's right. Now, and then we become part of him.
不是借着一个水洗，我们都从一位圣灵受洗。是的，然后我们成了他的一部分。
I hope I'm not keeping you too long.See, I hope I'm not.
我希望我没有留你们太久，是吧？我希望我没有。
But it's just like a great symphony that's playing out or acting out a drama.
但是，它就像正在演奏的一首伟大的交响乐，或正在演出的一场戏剧。
I don't know too much about symphonies or drama, but I was watching this play. I was talking about Carmen when my daughter and them was in it, and they were playing in this symphony in Carmen.
我对交响乐或戏剧不怎么懂，但我观看过一场演出。我说的是卡门，当时我女儿他们参加了那场演出，他们参加了那场交响乐音乐剧的演出。卡门
There's acting out. The music was acting out the same thing.
他们在把剧情表现出来，音乐把同样的剧情表现出来。
That's the way it is when you're baptized by the Holy Spirit into Christ.
当你受了圣灵的洗，归入基督时，也是那样的。
Now see, many of you have read or heard the story of the great Russian composer who composed Peter and the Wolf, and how they act that out on symbols and everything.
你们许多人已经读过或听过那篇关于创作《彼得和狼》的俄罗斯伟大作曲家的故事，知道他们。怎么用各种音符等等表现那剧情。
And anyone who knows the story that's reading it off of a paper and can hear that symphony, how it's acting that out, the drama, playing it out.
任何了解这故事的人， 从报纸上读过这故事的人，可以去听听那部交响乐，看看他是怎么样将剧情表现出来的，演奏出来的。
Well, they know every change. They can look out here and see the change.
他们懂得每个音符的变化，他们能根据这曲谱看到变化。
But now what happens if the composer writes something and we find out that it isn't just acted outright? We find out then that there's something that happens. There's something like him when we see them.
但是如果作曲家写了一些乐谱，而我们发现这部分乐曲没有表演的证据，会怎么样呢？那么我们发现有些事情不对了。看到这些，我们就明白某些东西有所缺陷。
He who composed it, is made it up and wrote it out, and then the symphony is playing it hits a wrong note. There's something wrong. The director gave the wrong motion.
作曲的那位完成了创作，写出了交响乐曲谱，但乐团在演出时走出了错误的音符，那一定是出了什么错，也可能是指挥给出了错误的手势。
See, that's what's the matter today, my Lutheran brethren, my Baptist brethren, my Pentecostal brethren, all my brethren from all different denominations. That's what it is.
对不对？那就是今天的问题，我的路德派弟兄们。浸信会弟兄们和长老会弟兄们，来自所有不同教派的我所有的弟兄们，问题就是这个。
See, you're trying to give a note that hit back in the days of Luther, Wesley, like that, when the, actually, the music sheet here shows that it's another note.
明白吗？你们试图演奏那代表过去路德或卫斯理等时代的乐曲，但实际上曲谱显示的却是另一个时代的，瞧，明白吗？明白吗？
We can't live in the light of Luther. He was a reformer. We appreciate his part, but we've played that out. We're way over here at the back of the book now. See, we can't play it out like that.
我们不能活在路德的光中，他是个改教家，我们感谢他所扮演的角色，但那一部分已经演过了。我们现在已经远远的到了这本圣经的后面了，明白吗？我们不能像那样演奏。
Now, the only way that you're ever going to be able to do it, my brethren, is this. And brethren of the world, or the different parts of the world, I might say, there's only one way for that director to do.
我的弟兄们，你能够这样做的唯一方式是这样的。世界上的弟兄们，应该说是从世界各地来的弟兄们，那位指挥只能做一件事。
He has to get in the same spirit that the composer was in. Then he's got it.
他必须进到那位作曲家所在的同一个灵里，这样他就成功了。
And then the church, the symphony itself, where the world's watching for these signs and wonders, when the church and the composer and the director all get in the spirit of the composer,
教会就是交响乐团本身，就是世人留意这些神迹奇事发生的地方，教会、作曲家、指挥都要进到作曲家的那个灵力。
Then when they say the days of miracles is past, it don't hit the right note. But when it gets in the right swing of it, and the right spirit of it, how are you going to do it until the spirit comes down of the composer? Amen.
那么若是人们说神迹的日子过去了，那表明没有演奏出正确的音符，演奏者要掌握正确的节奏，要拥有正确的灵，作曲家的灵若不降下来，你怎么能够演奏的正确呢？阿们。
Then when you say the days of miracles never pass, the symphony cries out, Amen.
当你说神迹的日子从未过去，交响乐奏出Amen.
When we hit say Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever, the symphony cries out, Amen.
当我们奏出耶稣基督昨日今日一直到永远是一样的，交响乐奏出 Amen.
You shall receive power after this the Holy Ghost has come upon you. The symphony cries, Amen. I got it.
圣灵 降临在你们身上，你们就必得的能力。交响乐奏出阿们，我得到了。
There's no more guesswork about it then. The whole symphony is right in harmony with the word.
对此就不再有猜测了，整个交响乐跟神的道协调一致了。
That's it. Oh, it's a magnificent thing. The director and the composer must be in the same spirit, and so must the musicians be in the same spirit to act it all out. And the world is wondering what's going on.
啊，那就对了啊，这是一件很棒的事。指挥和作曲家必须在同样的林里，演奏者也必须在同样的林里，才能把乐曲全部演奏出来。世人很想知道正在发生什么事。
The communism they talk about may be sick with it, and all this integration and everything else and segregation. Oh mercy, such all this nonsense. When the coming of the Lord is at hand, there's something hitting wrong.
人们谈论的共产主义、种族合一、种族隔离等等，令我恶心。啊，求神怜悯，主的再来临近了，还在谈论这些废话，一定是节奏或者音符弄错了。
I'm afraid that the director got the directors got out of the spirit of the composer.
恐怕指挥们已离开了作曲家的灵。
But we get that composer spirit, that original power of God that the Bible said man of old was moved by the Holy Ghost to write this Bible. You'll see them two Chinese pieces of paper will come together just like God's Bible and a believer will come together.
当我们有了那位作曲家的灵，就是神原本的能力，就是圣经里提到的，古时的人被圣灵感召写了这本圣经。你就会看到神的圣经和信徒合在一起，就像中国人的那两半标签吻合在一起一样。
Because they're both in the same spirit, they're both the same thing. They dovetail right straight together.
你们二者在同样的灵里，他们是同样的东西，他们紧密地吻合在一起。
What we need today is directors. That's right. Back to the word. Back and believe it, just as it said.
我们今天需要的是指挥们，是的，回到神的道上，回来照着他所说的相信他。
Then you see the God himself, that's the unveiling, the drama's made real.
然后你就看到神自己，那就是揭开遮蔽之物，戏剧变为真实。
Today they say, well, he's a historical God. We know he crossed the Red Sea. He did all this and he was in the...fiery furnace with the Hebrew children.
今天人们说他是历史上的神，我们知道他分开了红海，他做了这一切，他与希伯来少年们同在烈火的窑中。
What good's a God of history if he isn't the same today?
如果他今天不是一样的，因为历史上的神有什么益处呢？
Man is ever glorifying God for what he did do, thinking of what he will do and ignoring what he's doing.
人总是赞美神过去所做的，关心神将来要做的，却忽略神此刻正在做的。
That's just in man to do that. And it's the same thing today, my brethren. It's the very same thing.
人就是那样的，今天还是一样，我的弟兄们，还是同样的。
Oh my, let's get back and get the symphony playing right, where we the world can see. Jesus said, if I be lifted up from this earth, I'll draw all men unto me.And he's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
哦，真是的，让我们回去，正确地演奏这个交响乐，让世人看到。耶稣说：“我若从地上被举起来，就要吸引万人来归我。”他昨日、今日，一直到永远是一样的。
Let the directors get in the right spirit with the musicians and with the composer. Everything will be all right. And we're no guesswork about it. We are identified with him, man.
让指挥们。和演奏者都进到作曲家正确的灵里，一切都会好了。那我们不用再猜测了，我们就与耶稣认同了。
Hebrews 13:8 said he's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
希伯来书4:8说，他昨日、今日，一直到永远是一样的。
We're identified with him in Acts 2. We're identified with them with the same baptism, same name. All he was, then and all he is, all he was, and all he is, we are. Exactly.
我们在《使徒行传》第二章与耶稣认同，我们用同样的洗礼与使徒们认同是一样的。凡他过去那个时候所是的，凡他现在所是的，凡他过去所是的，凡他现在所是的，我们都是一模一样。
Just like if I want to be a true American, I've got to be identified with everything she was, everything she is. I've got to be identified with it. If I am a true American,
就像如果我要当一个真正的美国人，我就必须与这个国家过去所是的一切和现在所是的一切认同。如果我是一个真正的美国人，我就必须与他认同。
If I am a true American, then I landed on Plymouth Rock. Amen. I did. If I'm an American, so did you. You landed on Plymouth Rock with the Pilgrim Fathers.
如果我是一个真正的美国人，那么我就在普利茅斯磐石上登陆了。阿们。如果我是一个美国人，我登陆了。你也是这样。你同清教徒移民的前辈们一同在普利茅斯磐石登陆。
On Plymouth Rock, when they landed out there, I was with them. So was you, everybody.
在普利茅斯磐石，当他们在那里登陆时，我跟他们在一起，你们每个人也是这样。
I rode with Paul Revere, right down the road to warn our danger. It's exactly right.
我同保罗·里威尔一同骑马上路，去发出危险信号，一点没错。
Right down here at Valley Forge, I crossed the icy Delaware with a bunch of soldiers who half of them didn't have shoes on.
就在这里的伏击谷，我同一群士兵越过冰封的特拉华河。他们中有一半人没有穿鞋。
I prayed all night with George Washington beforehand. I crossed the Delaware with a vision in my heart. We are Americans. Yes, sir, at Valley Forge. I certainly did.
我同乔治·华盛顿一起预先整夜祷告。我心里带着一个意象，越过了特拉华河。我们是美国人，是的，先生。我肯定越过了伏击谷。
I returned thanks with the original Thanksgiving fathers. I returned thanks to God.If I'm a real American, I was identified there at that table.
我同起初的感恩节前辈们一同答谢，我答谢神。如果我是一个真正的美国人，我也在那张饭桌上与他们认同。
If I'm a real American, I was identified when I stood with Stonewall Jackson. If I'm a real American, I was identified at the Boston Tea Party. Yes, sir, when we refused to have things pulled over our eyes.
如果我是一个真正的美国人，当我与石墙杰克逊站在一起时，我就与他认同了。如果我是一个真正的美国人，我就与波士顿清查事件认同。是的，先生，我们拒绝受蒙骗。
Well, I'm a real American. I was identified there with that. Yes, sir. Oh my.
身为一个真正的美国人，我与波士顿查党认同。是的，先生。哦，是这样的。
I ring the Liberty Bell the first 4th of July in 1776. I ring the Liberty Bell here and declare that we are independent. To be a real American, I had to.
我在1776年7月4日敲响自由钟。我在这里敲响自由钟，宣告我们独立了。作为一个真正的美国人，我必须这样。
I was identified with her shame in the revolutionary.When brother fought against, I've got to bear her shame the same as I have to bear her glory. If I'm an American, I have to be. I was identified with her. Yes, sir.
在独立战争中，当弟兄为独立而战，我与美国的羞辱认同，我必须与他的羞辱认同，正如我必须与他的荣耀认同一样。如果我是一个美国人，我必须这样，我与他认同。是的，先生。
I was identified at Gettysburg down there when Lincoln made his speech. Yes, sir.
当林肯在哥迪斯堡发表演说时，我在那里与他认同。是的，先生。
I was on Wake Island. Over that bloody soldier's body, I rose in Wake Island. On Guam, I helped hoist that flag.
我站在布满那些士兵血淋淋尸体的威克岛上，我在威克岛上爬起来，在关岛，我帮忙升起了那面国旗。
I'm a real American. Amen. All she is, I am, and proud of it. Yes, indeed. All America has been, all she is, I'm still that to be American. Everything she was, I have to be because I'm identified with her.
我是一个真正的美国人。阿们。凡她所是的，我都是。
并为之自豪。是的，确实如此。美国一直以来是什么，他现在是什么，我也是什么，那才是美国人。他所是的一切我必须是，因为我是与他认同的。
Same thing by being a true Christian. You have to be identified with it.
同样的，做一个真正的基督徒，你必须与基督认同。
I preached with Moses and with Noah and warned the people of the oncoming judgment to be a real Christian.
我与摩西一起传道，与挪亚一起传道，警告人们审判将要临到，那才是个真正的基督徒。
I was with Moses at the burning bush. I saw the pillar of fire. I saw his glory. I was with Moses up there in the wilderness. To be a Christian, I had to be identified with everything God was. To be a Christian.
我跟摩西一同站在那燃烧的荆棘边，我看见了那火柱，我看见了神的荣耀。作为一个基督徒，我跟摩西一同在旷野，我必须与神所示的一切认同，才是一个基督徒。
I seen his glory. I heard his voice. Don't try to explain it away from me now, because I was there. I know what I'm talking about. I seen what happened. Yes, sir.
我看见神的荣耀，我听见他的声音。不要试图对我把这些事情解释掉，因为我就在那里，我知道我在说什么，我看见了所发生的事。是的，先生。
I was at the Red Sea when I seen the Spirit of God move down and part the water from one side, not through a bunch of reeds that you're trying to say that, but through about a 90-foot sea. I seen the Spirit of God. I walked with Moses through that dry ground across that Red Sea.
我在红海边上看见神的灵降下来，把海水分开成为干地，不是人们今天试图说的以色列人通过的是一片芦苇地，不，他们通过的是大约90英尺深的海水。我看见了神的灵，我跟摩西一同走过那片干地，过了红海。
I stood by Mount Sinai and seen the thunder and lightning falling. I ate manna with them out there. I drank from that rock. I'm still doing it tonight.
我站在西乃山边上，看见了雷鸣闪电降临，我同他们在那里吃玛拿，我从那块磐石喝水，今天晚上我仍然在这样做。
I was identified with the manna eaters. I was identified with them that drunk from the rock. I was also identified when Joshua blew a trumpet and the walls of Jericho fell down.
我与吃玛拿的人认同，我与那些从磐石喝水的人认同。当约书亚吹号，耶利哥城倒塌时，我也与约书亚的军队同在那里。
I was in the lion's den with Daniel. I was in the fiery furnace with the Hebrew children. I was with Elijah on Mount Carmel.
我与但以理同在狮子坑里，我与希伯来少年们同在那烈火的窑中，我与以利亚同在加密山上。
I was with John the Baptist and before them critics. I seen the Spirit of God descending. I heard the voice of God say, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm pleased to dwell in." Yes, sir. I sure was identified with him. That's exactly right.
我与施洗约翰一同站在那些批评的面前，我看见神的灵降临，我听见神的声音说：“这是我的爱子，我喜悦住在他里面。”是的，先生，我肯定与约翰认同。一点没错。
I was identified there at the grave of Lazarus when he raised up Lazarus. I was identified with the woman at the well when he told her her sins. Yes, sir.
当耶稣叫拉撒路复活时，我在拉撒路的坟墓那里。当耶稣说出撒玛利亚井边妇人的罪时，我也在场。是的，先生。
I surely was identified with him in his death. And I was identified on the first Easter. I raised with him from death.And identified with him in his death.
我肯定在耶稣的死上与他认同，第一个复活节我也有份，我与他一同从死里复活，我在他的死上与他认同。
I was with the 120 in the upper room. I was identified up there with them. I feel religious. Oh my, I was identified there. I'm one of them.
我与那120个人同在那楼上，我与他们同在那里。嘿，这些事好神圣啊。哦，就是那样，我也在那里，我是他们中的一员。
I was identified. I got the same experience they had. I was there when it happened to be a true Christian.
我也在场，我跟他们得到了同样的经历。作为一个真正的基督徒，当这事发生时，我也在那里。
I witnessed some mighty rushing wind coming. I witnessed that. I felt the power of God as it shook.
我目睹了那一阵大风吹来，我目睹了那件事。当神的大能震动那地方时，我感受到了神的能力。
I was with them and spoke in tongues. I felt the anointing coming. I was with them. I was identified with them. When the Holy Ghost began to speak through tongues with them.
我与那些说方言的同在，我感到那恩膏临到那里，我与他们同在。当圣灵开始通过他们的方言说话时，我与他们认同。
I was with Peter before the critics in Acts 2 when he preached a great sermon and I was identified with him. Yes, sir.
在使徒行传第二章，当彼得传讲那篇伟大的道时，我与彼得一起站在那些批评者面前，我与他认同。是的，先生。
And Acts 4, when they assembled together, I was with them when the building shook. At your prayer meeting, the building shook where they were sitting. I was identified there with them.
在使徒行传第四章，当门徒聚集在一起，当房屋震动的时候，我与他们同在。祷告完了，聚会的地方震动起来，我在那里与他们认同。
I preached with Paul on Mars Hill. Yes, sir, I was with John on the Isle of Patmos and seen his second coming.
我与保罗同在亚拉巴谷传道。是的，先生。我与约翰同在巴摩岛上看见了耶稣的再来。
I was with Luther in the Reformation. I was with Wesley, that firebrand snatched from the fires when the great revolt against the Anglican Church. I was there with him.
我与路德同在改教时代，当反抗英国国教的运动兴起时，我与卫斯理那根烈火中高举的火把在一起，握住那火把，我与他同在那里。
Here I am tonight, 1964, in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, identified with the same kind of group, with the same kind of an experience. I must be to be a Christian. I must stay identified.Where the word of God is being manifested.
今晚我在这里，1964年，在宾夕法尼亚州的费城，今与一群有相同经历的人认同。身为基督徒，我必须与他们认同。神的道在何处被彰显出来，我就必须一直与之认同。
I'm identified with a group that feels the Spirit of God. I'm identified with a group that knows He's unveiled, that knows He's the same yesterday, today, and forever, that knows that this is not a fanaticism. It's Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. I'm identified with that group here tonight.
我与一群感受到神的灵的人认同，我与一群知道神已被揭示出来的人认同。这群人知道耶稣基督昨日、今日、一直到永远是一样的。他们知道这不是狂热主义，这是耶稣基督昨日今日一直到永远是一样的。今晚我就在这里与这群人认同。
Yet they're called a bunch of heretics, yet a bunch of fanaticism on account of the word of God.
然而，为了神的道的缘故，他们被称为是一伙异端，是一伙狂热分子。
But I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. There is the power of God and the salvation of them all.
我不以耶稣基督的福音为耻，因为这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的。我就是其中之一。
I'm with them living epistles I spoke of, vindicated, God veiled in human form in men and women.
我与我所讲的被印证了的那些活的见证同在，神以人的形体隐藏在男男女女里面。
Oh God, it is Martha again.Unveiled himself and make himself known to his people, the great king who laid aside his glory.
Oh, 神又在他的恩莫菲里揭开自己的帕子，向他的子民显现他自己，这位舍弃自己荣耀的大君王。
Yet a little while and the world won't see me no more. I'll be veiled to them, but ye shall see me, for I'll be with you even in you, all the way to the consummation.
还有不多的时候。世人不再看见我，我要向他们隐藏，你们却看见我，因为我要与你们同在，也要在你们里面 直到末了。
Changing from Luther to Wesley to on and on, from glory unto glory, I'm still the same God. Going back to the original glory. Hallelujah.
从路德到卫斯理，一直下去，荣上加荣。我仍是那同一位神，曾在世上活着，要回到原本的荣光中。哈利路亚。
He has broken every denominational veil, every sound barrier. That sound that says, oh, that's fanaticism. He broke right through that. The sound that came out of there said, oh, that people are crazy. He broke right through that veil. Yes, he did.
他也冲破了一切教派的绊子，冲破了一切音障。那声音说，哦，那是狂热。他冲破了那个声音。从那里出来的声音说，哦，那些人是疯子。他冲破了那个绊子。是的。他冲破了。
Oh, you can't do it, you know, but a bunch of fanatics. He broke right through that. No such a thing as divine healing. He broke right through that. Oh, my! For his word said he would. You can't conquer the word of God.
啊，你们做不到的，你们只不过是一群狂热分子。他冲破了那个，没有神的医治这回事。他冲破了那个。哦，太好了，因为他的道说他会这样做。你不可能征服神的道。
And there he stands yet tonight, the mighty conqueror. Since he broke every Methodist, Baptist, Presbyterian, every other kind of a veil, he still stands among his people tonight, unconquered by traditions.
自从他冲破了卫理公会的、浸信会的、长老会的，以及各种各样的幔子，今晚他仍然站在那里，这位大能的征服者。今天晚上，他仍然站在他的子民中间。他没有被传统征服。
Let people say what they want to, do what they want to, anything they want to. God comes breaking right through that sound there.
让人们说他们想说的，做他们想做的，任何他们想做的事。神来到，冲破了那些音障。
And remember, they tell me when a plane really breaks that sound there is no limit to its speed.
记住，他们告诉我，当一架飞机真正冲破了音障时，它的速度就不受限制。
Now I'm telling you, when you break that traditional barrier, that Jesus is way back and he is now, when you find he's the same yesterday and forever, there's no limit to what God will do right here in this convention and show this world what they need.
我告诉你们，当你冲破那传统的障碍，说耶稣是从前的，不是现在的，当你发现他昨日今日一直到永远是一样的事，神在这次大聚会中所能做的就没有限制了。告诉你，这个世界他们所需要的。
Not a world's fair, but a world revival that'll be filled and baptized with the presence of the living God, and Martha and veiling himself into human flesh. Hallelujah! I believe it.
不是一次世界博览会，而是一场被永生神的同在充满和浇灌的普世性复兴。恩莫非进入人的肉身里，哈利路亚！我相信这一点。
Broken every barrier, every veil, every veil. Nothing can hide His presence.
冲破一切障碍，冲破一切幔子，一切幔子，任何东西都不能隐藏神的存在。
When people get hungry in their heart, there's a veil ready to be broke. You can just depend on that. Rend every veil by His great Holy Spirit.
当人们心里开始饥渴时。那个幔子就要被冲破了，你大可相信那一点。用他伟大的圣灵撕开一切幔子。
And here he stands tonight, the mighty conqueror. Same yesterday, day, forever. Healing the sick, baptizing the believers, just as he always did. He's the mighty conqueror.
今晚他站在这里，这位大能的征服者，他昨日今日一直到永远是一样的，医治病人。给信徒们施洗，正如他过去一直做的，他是大能的征服者。
Doom devils are on the run. Yes, sir. They always are when he's around.
注定灭亡的魔鬼们，抱头鼠窜。是的，先生们，当耶稣在附近时，他们一向如此。
Closing, you might say this. There was a read a story many years ago about an old violinist.He had an old violin he was going to sell. You've heard the story many times.
结束前，我想说这个故事。许多年前，我读过一个故事，是关于一位年老的小提琴家，他有一把旧的小提琴，
他们想要卖掉它。你们也许已经听过这个故事许多次了。
And they want to sell it for a certain thing. And the auctioneer said, who will give me so and so? And I believe he's offered a few coins, maybe 50 cents or something. Going once, going twice.
他们想要把它卖到某个价钱。拍卖行的经纪说，谁愿意给我出这个价钱？我记得不错的话，有人给他出了几个硬币的价，也许五毛钱或类似的价格。拍卖行经纪喊：“第一次，第二次。”
Directly a man raised up in the back. He said, "Just a minute." He walked up and got it. Let's think. If he played this, there is a fountain filled with blood, drawn from Emmanuel's veins. When sinners plunge beneath the flood, lose all their guilt and stains.
当下，有一个人在后面站了起来，说：“等一下。”他走上来，拿起小提琴，让我们想象。他弹到了这么一首歌，有一雪前，血流盈满，流自以马内利，罪人只要投身此泉，立去全人罪迹。
Then when he laid it down, there was a dry eye in a place. Then he said, who offered? One said 5,000, 10,000. It was priceless. Why? The old master of the violin had revealed its true quality.
当他把小提琴放下的时候，在场的人全都眼泪汪汪。然后他问，谁愿出价？一个人说5000美元，另一个人说10000美元。他是无价的，为什么？小提琴的老主人显示了小提琴的真正质量。
Oh, brother, sister, now let the master of this world who wrote it, the great Holy Spirit, rosin up his bow with love and pull it across your heart.
弟兄姐妹们，现在就让写下这道的主人，这伟大的圣灵，用松香带着爱涂擦他小提琴的弓，在你的心弦上拉动。
There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's vein. You'll see the full value and see the unveiled God come out in view.
有一血泉，血流盈满，流自以马内利，你就会看到整个的价值，看到揭开帕子的神显现在眼前。
He's just the same as he was when he fell on the day of Pentecost upon the people, when he kenosed himself, emptied right into it. That's right.
他跟从前，当他在五旬节那天站在门徒身上时是一样的，他克诺斯自己，倾倒在他们里边，是那样的。
You see, Brother Branham, I've tried, I've done this, that, the other.
你说，伯南汉弟兄。我试过了，我试过了，我试过这样那样，其他等等。
One day I was having a meeting in Carlsbad, New Mexico, and we went down in this big old bat den down there, and it was kind of spooky looking. And we got down there.
有一天，我在新墨西哥州的卡斯巴德聚会，我们去参观那里一个蝙蝠大洞，那里情景令人有点毛骨悚然。我们去了那里。
The man, when he got down there to this place, he snapped the lights off, and oh my, you can imagine how dark it was. It's so dark you could feel it.
当我们一进到那洞里，那位向导就突然把灯关掉，哦，太可怕了！你可以想象有多黑暗，简直是太黑了，黑的你都可以摸得着了。
And that's just about the way the times are getting. When we see the church that fails to recognize God's word,
这时代。正变得差不多像那样，我们看到教会认不出神的道。
When you see the daughters of Zion doing the way they're doing,
你看到我们西安的女儿们以他们行事的方式行事。
When you see our brothers that smokes and drinks and tells dirty jokes and things is still trying to hold their confession in Christ, oh my, it's dark, it's pitch dark.
你看到我们的弟兄们抽烟喝酒，讲肮脏的笑话等等。仍然试图表白自己是在基督里的，哦，真的，那是黑暗，一片漆黑。
We see the sign of his coming. It'll be, it's always darkest just before day. Then the morning star comes out to hail the day and hurl and show that it's coming.
我们看到主再来的迹象，天亮之前总是最黑暗的，然后晨星出来，招呼白天，预告和表明白天就要来临。
Notice. And in there, when they turn that off, there's a little girl just screaming to the top of her voice. And there's a little boy standing by the guide. And he's seen that guide when he switched the lights off like that.
注意，在那里，当他们关掉灯时，有一个小姑娘放声尖叫，有一个小男孩站在向导旁边。当向导那样关灯的时候，他看见了。
And that little sister is just about to have a fit. She's screaming, jumping up and down. Oh, what's going to happen next? What's the matter? What's the matter?
那位小妹差不多要发疯了，她尖叫着，跳上跳下。哦，接下去会发生什么事？出什么事了？出什么事了？
You know what he screamed? He said, "Don't fear, little sister. There's a man here who can turn on the lights." Listen, little sister, you might think we're small and in the minority. But don't fear, there's a man here who can turn on the lights. That's the Holy Spirit.
你知道那男孩高声喊出了什么吗？他说，不要怕，小妹妹，这里有一个人能打开灯。小姐妹听好，你可能以为我们是小群，人数少，但是不要怕，这里有一人能打开灯，就是圣灵。
You believe it? Let us bow our heads just a moment. I'm sorry to keep you.
你们相信吗？让我们低头一会儿。我很抱歉留你们这么久。
Oh, great God of heaven, unveiling yourself, unfolding yourself, making yourself known, the great King of glory, take these little illustrations tonight and let them fall down at the hearts of the people.
天上伟大的神呐，揭示你自己，展现你自己，让人们知晓你自己，这位荣耀的大君王，今晚拿这些例证，让他们落在人们的心里。
And may we see that unveiled one, that one who came down and rent the veil of the temple.
愿我们看见被揭示出来的那位，那位降下来撕开圣殿的幔子。
And then went right out of that veil, come right down into human veils again on the day of Pentecost. Has ever been the same, changing from glory to glory.
接着从那幔子后走出来。在五旬节那天又走进人的幔子里，一直都是一样的，荣上加荣。
And now we're right back like all nature acting, right back to the original seed, right from one church age to another.
我们正在回去，像整个自然界所做的，回到原本的种子，从一个教会时代到另一个教会时代。
And in this last stage here,Here we are right back to the original thing that fell on the day of Pentecost to fulfill every scripture.
我们正在这个最后的教会时代里，重新回到那在五旬节降下来的原本的那个东西上，应验一切的经文。
The light in the evening time and the works that I do shall you also and so many things that you promised in your word.
到了晚上才有光明，以及我所做的事，你们也要做，还有很多很多，你在你的道中。所应许的是
Father, if there be one here who has never broke through that veil yet, or if there be one here who's just impersonated someone who has went through the veil, give grace tonight, Father.
父啊，如果这里有人还没有冲破那个幔子，或如果这里有人只是模仿某个已经冲破了幔子的人，父啊，今晚求你发怜悯。
May they see that mighty conqueror standing here, full of grace and power to forgive.
愿他们看到那位大能的征服者就站在这里，满有赦免的恩典和能力。父啊，求你应允。
And while our heads are bowed, would there be some in here? How many might I say that would say, Brother Branham, I'm lifting my hand. Pray for me. Just keep your head bowed and raise your hand.
我们的头都还低着时，这里有没有人？我想问，有多少人想说，伯南汉弟兄，我举起手来，请为我祷告。你们继续低着头，把手举起来。
I want to break through every veil that I can really see the conqueror. God bless you. My the hands.
我想冲破一切的幔子，直到我能真正看见那位征服者。神祝福你们。哦，很多人举起了手。
Up in the balconies to the right. God bless you. Balconies to the back. God bless you. Be real honest.
坐在楼上右边的人，神祝福你们。坐在楼上后面的人。神祝福你们，你们真的要很诚实。
To the left, raise your hand, say, Brother Bram, I might have been a Christian for years, but really, I've never come through that veil. I've really never done it. I haven't got that what they had then.
左边的呢？
请举手，说伯拉罕弟兄，我可能成为基督徒很多年了，但真的，我还从未冲破那个幔子，我真的还从未冲破它，我没有他们那时所拥有的。
Today we got I'm a hotbed plant. You take a flower that's raised in a hotbed, you have to bathe it, pet it, spray it, water it.
今天我们有的是，我是一棵温室植物，以躲在温室里培植的花为例，你必须呵护它，宠它，给它喷药，给它浇水。
But that original plant that grows out there on the desert, same kind of a flower, looks like it. It don't get a bit of water, but no bugs get on it. It's rugged. It's a real.
在那生长在沙漠里的那原本的植物，相同种类的花，样子一样，没有得到一点水，但却从来不长虫子。它很粗犷，是真正的花。
Could you compare Christianity with Christianity today with what it was then?Could you imagine this group, what we call Christians today across the world, being like those was after Pentecost?
你能把今天的基督教跟以前的基督教相比吗？你能想象今天世界各地我们称之为基督徒的这群人，像五旬节之后的那群人吗？
Babied and patted and from one church to another and say something you don't like, get up and walk out. No, oh, could you imagine that? No. What is the matter? It's a reproduction.
今天的基督徒们要被宠着和称赞着，从一个教会转到另一个教会，一说他们不喜欢听的话，起身就走了。哦，你能想象到吗？不能。问题是什么？那是复制品。
Michelangelo that created the monument of Moses, you can get a reproduction of that very cheap, but the original.
米开朗基罗的创作了摩西大型的雕像。你能买到摩西雕像的复制品，非常便宜，但它的原作呢？
The one who painted the Lord's Supper, I guess that original painting would run into millions of dollars if you could even buy it. I don't even know where it's at, but you can buy a cheap reproduction of it for about $1.98. You can.
那幅主的晚餐的油画，如果你能买得到的话，我猜想那原作要值几百万美元。我根本不知道那原作在哪里，但你花1.98钱就能买到一幅便宜的复制品，你可以买到。
And that's the way it is today, a cheap Christian, a reproduction, just a church joiner, you can buy them out for a cigarette or a common drink.
今天也是这样，一个廉价的基督徒，一个复制品，只是加入教会的，你只要用一盒香烟或一瓶普通的酒就能收买他们。
Or for a woman with cut hair, painted lips. You can buy her for anything in the fashions of the world, but you can't touch that genuine.
或者一个剪短头发、涂抹嘴唇的女人，你用世上任何时髦的物品就能买到她，但你影响不了真正的基督徒。
I see him in full view, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Oh, Christian, don't you want to be a real Christian?
我看见他清楚地显现了，昨日、今日。一直到永远是一样的，哦，基督徒，难道你不想做一个真正的基督徒吗？
If there's any didn't raise your hands, will you do it while I'm just go to pray? God bless you. God bless you. Oh, that's just fine. Just look at the.
如果还有人没有举手，你愿意举手吗？我就要祷告了。神祝福你，神祝福你，啊、哦，那真好。
Our heavenly Father, Thy word shall not return to Thee void.You as the one made the promise, I'm only responsible for saying that you said it. I'm just repeating your words.
我们的天父，你口出的话绝不突然返回。你是那位做出应许的。我只负责说出你所说的。我只是重复你的话语。
You said, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me has eternal life. You promised it.
你说，那听我话又信差我来者的就有永生，你这样应许了。
And Lord, we know we have them reproductions today. Many that say they believe when they don't, it shows up. But Lord, there are some genuine too.
主啊，我们知道我们今天有那些复制品，许多人说他们相信，其实他们并不相信。他暴露了真相，但是主，也有一些真正的信徒。
I pray that you just grant in here tonight that every man and woman, boy or girl, no matter what nation they are, what color they are, what church they belong to, oh God, fill them.
我祈求你，今晚在这里，应允每个男人、女人、男孩、女孩，不管他们来自哪个国家，是什么肤色，属于哪个教会，神啊，充满他们。
May they see the real manifestation of that same Jesus today right among us as he was at the day of Pentecost when he revealed himself for this age being the Holy Ghost.
当他作为圣灵，把自己启示给这个时代时，愿人们能够看见了同一位耶稣今天在我们中间的真实彰显，正如他在五旬节那天一样。
Grant, seeing the words fulfilled, the prophecies come to pass.
求你应允，让我们看到神的道应验，预言成就。
We compare today what's called the Church of the World or the World Council of Churches, and compare that with the promise on Pentecost.
我们能把今天所谓的世界教会或世界基督教协进会跟五旬节的应许相比吗？
There's no comparison at all. We cannot get our dirty clothes washed on that ticket.
根本不能相比。我们不能靠那张票把我们肮脏的衣服洗净。
But Lord God, if we'll come back to that fountain, there's a cleansing process. Then our experience in God's word will match one another. Then we can claim our possession.
但是主神啊，如果我们回到那个泉源，那里有一个清洗的过程，那样我们的经历和神的道必能相互吻合，那样我们就能认领我们的产业。
Grant it, Lord, tonight as I commit these people in your hands, give to each one what we have need of, Father. We ask in Jesus' name, Amen.
主啊，求你今晚应允，我把这些人交托在你手里。父啊，把我们所需要的赐给每一个人。我们奉耶稣的名求，阿门。
God bless you. Thank you a lot for standing waiting a long time. And I'm sorry I kept you to 10 minutes after 10. God be with you till I see you in the morning. I'll turn the service now to, I suppose, to master sermon.
神祝福你们。多谢你们站了，等了很久。我很抱歉，把你们留到了10:10。神与你们同在，直到我们明天早上再相会。我现在把聚会交给主持人。